Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 141, the post-New York Comic Con, post-my birthday podcast. And I only bring that up because I'm woefully unprepared because lots of birthday stuff this weekend and very little reading. So, and then Monday, when I normally do some reading, was runaround day. So I apologize for that.
No excuse.
Dave 141, what immediately pops to mind?
I got two things.
Okay.
Uncanny X-Men 141.
That's where my head went. Days of Future Past, part one.
Days of Future Past. And
part one of two, because that was a two-part story.
Yes, it was.
Nowadays, 20 parts.
Yeah.
Seven miniseries tying into it.
And ironically, the DVD for it came out yesterday.
And then an annual 6 months later. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just Original Sin.
Well, don't worry, because they'll just redo it in a couple years. We'll get there.
Okay. What was your other one? Sorry.
I found the first appearance in Incredible Hulk 141.
If anybody knows it. The leader.
No.
I didn't even realize the Incredible Hulk got to a 141 before it got rebooted.
It actually did.
I know this, but I can't.
Well, it started at 106, so. Cheated. It went 1 through 6, and then, or was it 100? 101.
Okay.
It went 1 through 6, then Tales to Astonish, and then.
Okay.
It was Doc Samson.
Everybody's favorite psychologist. Or psychiatrist.
If they could prescribe drugs, or psychiatrist. If they can't, they're psychologists.
I think psychiatrists deal with people who really need help.
No, it's mostly the drugs.
It's the drugs.
To be a psychiatrist, you got to go to med school.
Yep.
Right.
Hey. No playing games during the podcast.
I don't know what that was. It chimed. I've never even heard that beep on my phone before.
It's going to blow. You just shoved it in your pocket. Way to go. There you go.
I could set it in the middle of the table.
No.
The way it takes us all.
We can only hope. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are
Josh,
Dave,
Pat,
Adam.
That's the group, the crew. And again, if you want to come talk with us, or not with us, but just want to come talk comics, come on down. We record right about now, which is 8 o'clock on Wednesday.
We'll wait.
Well, no, but like next week.
No, we won't wait.
Yeah, we're not going to wait right now for anybody to come.
I'm not being here next week, so we need a replacement.
Oh, so we're desperate need.
Pinch hitter.
So if you have any interest in comics and read comics.
That's usually the gist of coming on.
Next week, just an idea. Next week, we'll be talking about Axis 2 and Death of Wolverine.
If you like doing cross-stitch, I don't suggest coming to this book.
If you want to practice stand-up, though.
That was allowed, yeah. No, you can't do stand-up. You can do improv.
Unknowingly. I don't know what Adam does. Rambling on.
Talking about cross-stitch and his other
reading comics
hobbies.
While we're talking about comics.
Because that's just horrible.
But
the face
so,
is bothering me on the
yes.
Red Hood.
Yeah, the Red Hood face.
That's what I'm saying. It's
like I just put salt there and it looks so stupid.
We were debating earlier whether it's a cloth mask or a hard mask, like a hockey mask, and it depends on who's drawing it. Sometimes his mask looks like hard plastic, and some of it looks like cloth.
It's like the mask is always hard until someone decides, oh, I want to show a facial expression.
Yeah.
That's a big cloth for this one.
That's what they were doing a long time with Spider-Man. It depends on the artist, but sometimes they'll make his eyes move with expression, and it's just like, it's
a mask.
What can you do?
Craziness. But New York Comic Con was last weekend, and there were some announcements out of it. So I jotted down a few, but we have Spider-Gwen series coming.
Yeah.
So I didn't read that issue, so I can make no judgment on it.
I didn't really like it.
I like that issue.
It was just okay.
Is it enough for it to have its own book?
Yeah, that's...
Because we demanded it?
I don't know about that.
I think when it came out, there was a lot of buzz about it, so...
Granted, the costume.
Because of the movie.
Is that what they're going to call the book, Spider-Gwen? No,
probably not.
Well,
that would be great.
What else are you going to call it? You know, we call things silly names.
But so. I'm surprised.
They don't have a Spider-Girl comic anymore, do they?
There's a Spider-Woman coming. Remember with the fun variant cover?
With the, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Spider-Gwen is part of the rest of Spider-Verse story. I think hers was truly a one-shot, so you think if she was going to get her own book, they would try and push her a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't remember how that ended. Like, who did anybody show up to talk to her?
No.
No, that one didn't.
Weren't those kind of weird? You expect, like, all of them to have something.
Like, and a then, couple?
Like, only one of them had, like, a future, like, a present-day story, and then the Morlun ones, they should be, like, past, I guess, because Morlun's been dead since the other. So, yeah, not a lot of them tied into it.
And then last week's Amazing Spider-Man had a back issue that, or backup that had.
Yeah, the Captain Britain core.
Captain Britain and the little cat spider
that, Spider-Man. I'm going to talk about that book, because that was not my favorite.
That's what I just...
Well, but if it's every Spider-Man ever, then... Because that's kind of their tagline for Edge of Spider-Verse and for Spider-Verse, then Spider-Gwen should show up.
You think?
I don't know. I'm not really excited for that.
I don't know. I don't know what they're really doing. I think they're really dragging it out, but... What do you want? What's the...
It's going on.
It's weird. They don't normally do that.
No, they don't.
No, there's only, like, what, 20 tie-ins to that?
But I'll talk more about that when we talk about books.
Books?
Yeah, those books that we read. What's the next topic?
Then Fantastic Four is ending.
Yeah.
I did kind of laugh at that, because one...
Did you talk about that last week?
It's kind of a... Did we? Well, it's just kind of a collective, you know, no one really cares, and then the others, oh, I can't believe it's ending. I'm like, well, yeah, they're going to relaunch a number one in 3 months, you know, so where's the...
Like, I get that there are iconic characters, and I get that some of it is a big, you know, middle finger to Fox, because they don't want to play ball with the characters. But I don't think there's anybody that's ever read a comic that's going to say, no, this is truly the end of the Fantastic Four, and we will never see another comic again.
I don't know, like, the...
Wolverine died today.
I think this is what I was kind of talking about on the last podcast we did, that... It just doesn't bother me the fact that you know it's going to be coming back, like Colin says. The issue is it's just stupid. Like, it's a stupid idea. It's cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Well, they're reverting the numbers back, so it's going to end at like 6.
Well, that's just their thing. I don't know.
Well, because numbers don't matter. Yeah. But
well, they do after a while. You keep messing them up. It's one of those things like. It's not hurting you by having a book out. It's just that you don't want to help them, which it's not going to help them because nobody's going to come in.
Yeah, they're different crowds.
They're not going to see the books and be like, oh, let's go see that movie. You know, it doesn't, it's not even the same thing. It's the opposite. If they see the movie, then they're going to say, that's how just it works. Like, they'll go see the movie, these non-comic book people. Then they'll see that movie, they'll say, I wonder if they still make that comic book. Then they'll come and get the comic book. But now you're taking it off the shelf. So, by doing that, you're not making anything off of it.
The only company that gets hurt by this is Marvel
itself. It's Marvel, yeah. And I don't understand what it's basically cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Well, but...
They're mad at Fox. But, geez, they sold it to them. You did it. You know, it's just one of those things. But taking it off the shelf just because you're just like, well, I'm taking my ball home and going home. It's just like, yeah, grow up, you know. But
well, but I don't think that
Marvel. Grow up, Marvel.
The movie.
Go home, Marvel. You're drunk.
You're drunk, Marvel.
It doesn't. You know, it's
I've been asking that
Johnny
for a
Storm
while.
Is adopted or no? Sue Storm is adopted. She's white and black.
I thought
family.
You were
going to
say that Johnny Storm is a doctor, and I was like, wow, is that different?
Yeah, no, they're going a really different direction in this. But it's not the Fantastic Four that
Reed Richards is the, already? Is the
no, I just realized I should get it.
The party boy, and you know,
yeah,
you know, he marries the Thing, his wife, you know, and.
And I realized I didn't.
Yeah.
Thing catches on fire and turns into charcoal, you know.
Yeah. So you've seen the script.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, Marvel gets a piece of this.
Yeah.
And it may be fractions of pennies on the dollar, but they have to get...
They're going
to
get something, and then they might get something on the books.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
They make money for doing nothing at all.
Yeah.
Just being there.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to make money, a certain amount of money for the movie itself, and... they would have made something on the books if they were there. And they could have made more on it just because there was interest.
When does this movie come out?
Next year.
I've been hearing about it a long time. You know what? All these movies are starting to run together for me. You know, I was reading online and they were talking about, like, Doctor Strange. And I was like, who cares? Really? I mean, I'm looking at it and I'm like, this is the first time I've seen so much interest on Doctor Strange. And I'm just like, why are we, like, dwelling so much on who's going to play Doctor Strange?
We would never.
Yeah.
If he comes out, he comes out, you know?
Hey, what?
What?
If he comes out, he comes out.
Well, and it's all because of a throwaway line in The Winter Soldier.
Yeah, just like, people, calm down. Like, I mean, I like these movies, too. But now I'm just getting into a point that's just like, it's becoming an obsession with
me. I mean, I've been a fan of his for a long time, but, you know, get the right guy. This isn't anything that needs to be rushed.
People are just blowing up over it because it's not something that Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind going to see a Doctor Strange movie, but I could care less who they're all of a sudden. Just do it.
Yeah.
Quit talking about it and do it.
Marvel,
and people need to quit complaining about it because you have all these fans that are sitting around on their computer and they're just like, you know, oh, it's going to be this guy. No, it's going to be this guy. It's going to be this guy. Just wait until it happens. It's going to happen eventually, and you're not going to like that anyway. So what's the point?
Well, Marvel's done a good job, though, in their casting.
Yeah, I think they have. Sometimes their casting, when I think about it, when they first, when they decided Chris Evans was going to be Captain America, I wasn't too sure, and I'm like, I can live with it now.
Yeah, no problem.
But I didn't sit there and was just like, Chris Evans, this is ridiculous. It should have been, you know, this guy. Like, originally, I kept thinking John Hamm. Because I think, I like John Hamm as an actor.
For Captain America?
Yeah, because I could see him as being a, you know, because he's bulkier.
I can't see it for some reason.
He's just got the, and I'm also taking that he's in a time period on a show that's not necessarily World War II, but, you know, a little more conservative of a time period.
See, the Chris Evans thing for me was more because
the beginning time period.
I think of him as Johnny Storm in the original Fantastic. I'm like, how's he going to, because he... was
that's
really him and Michael Chiklis.
They were really good in that movie,
and probably the only positives of those two movies. And then, okay, so how's he going to play Cap? The personalities are so
completely different.
But he completely pulled it off.
And it's funny how these people jump all over the place online. They'll all of a sudden be like, you know, I remember before it was who was going to play T'Challa in the Black Panther, and I was just like, Black Panther?
They haven't even announced that yet.
Yeah, it's just like, come on. You know, I just want to, when it comes out, it comes out. Like, I'm not that concerned.
Well, but, you know, when people say things like, okay, so T'Challa, prime example. Okay, yeah, vibranium has come up. Mm-hmm. Wakanda has come up as Easter eggs and different things. There's not even a Black Panther comic. If he can't hold a comic, what makes them put $100 million into a movie to say he's going to hold a two-hour story? Because that's the other thing. None of these Marvel films are short at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're all over 2 hours. That's by himself.
Well,
I don't know that he can sustain.
I don't think they're
doing with Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an Ant-Man book coming out, but
I forgot that movie was coming out.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any talk of it at all for a long time.
Mm-mm. Well, they had the first pictures of Michael Douglas, which, and that's the thing, it didn't, okay, it was pictures of Michael Douglas wearing clothes. Wow, that could have been,
you know, people were like, oh my God,
that could have been in any movie. Yeah, I mean, it's...
He's wearing clothes?
Yeah.
They could have taken, like, a still from another movie.
But, I mean, it wasn't like, he wasn't in an Ant-Man costume, right? It's like, okay, it's Michael Douglas. Wow. That could have been Wall Street Part 3, and you wouldn't have known.
I missed two.
There was a part there. Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Who was somehow getting acting jobs, though.
We don't talk about him.
Where have you been, Colin?
It's like Fight Club.
I'm sure he's doing a podcast just like ours somewhere. That's his style.
I was in Transformers.
He takes, he's doing our podcast. He's probably calling himself Colin. that's how he rolls these days.
Yeah.
He takes Cold things.
Man,
makes
them
his own.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. Did you see that?
I'm really confused.
You just spaced out.
Don't worry about it.
I did. I totally spaced.
Don't worry about it. Just move on.
Yeah.
Go with it. Move
just
on.
Just accept it.
So, yeah, that's Fantastic Four.
Next thing, Marvel has announced a couple new female-centric books. In addition to the Spider-Woman book that's coming, they announced a new Gamora book.
Yeah.
She needed a book.
And my only problem with that is
everybody else in the movie is getting her own book. Why not her?
But except poor Drax.
And Groot doesn't have a book.
Groot doesn't have his own book.
He should. He had that good backup story.
It should be just a solo book, just Groot.
Just walking around, I am Groot.
Different panels, you know, getting into mischief.
But yeah, just really, there's been a demand for that. Maybe, hopefully, it'll just be a miniseries, maybe exploring her past or something. But overall, it's a fairly narrow group that's going to be interested in this book, and it's going to be, you know, a subset of Guardians fans.
Does it really have to do with demand anymore, though?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, really, I don't think it does.
See, but here's the other thing. I don't get why
as we said, we wouldn't have a Scott Summers book. We wouldn't have a Storm book.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about demand. It's about, like, I don't know. I don't know what their system is. I'm at a loss on what they're thinking.
I think at some point it's throwing off crap at the wall, see what sticks, and then run with it.
No, that's the next book I'm going to talk about.
Squirrel Girl?
Squirrel Girl. Yeah, I mean...
How did I know?
I mean, really? A total throwaway character?
They'll probably make it like Hawkeye or something.
Yeah,
which would be best, because it might be interesting.
That might be a good way to do it.
But it's one of those... It's probably going to be an overly jokey, you know, Deadpool-ish type book. And I just like, really? Squirrel Girl? I'm looking at it more on the sense of, how the heck do I order this?
Deadpool, Squirrel Girl team up.
Yeah, well...
And then Spider-Woman did not...
We've been hearing about that for so long. When is that thing coming out? You know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it didn't even start good. Like, that's the whole thing.
No, but the problem, because it was a picture of her butt. Oh, wow. That has nothing. Yeah.
Sorry.
Giggity. That really has nothing to do with the content on the inside. And it wasn't even the actual
cover.
The
only thing
is,
this is why it's a fault of them. Because they're trying to bring out, as Colin just said, more female-centric characters.
Right.
And then you do that. How many female how many females are going to come into a store and be like, I need this book because it's
not... Get the cover where it's just painted on her?
Yeah.
But
they don't want that.
But that's not the main cover. That is a variant cover as well.
But still, I mean, once they saw that, and it's in the news, and they saw...
I think if it wasn't on the number one, like, if they had done this a few issues down the road, it wouldn't have been as big of a deal.
Yeah, but it's Marvel. It may not last that long.
But, I mean, that's what...
Touché.
Every issue's number one.
But, you know, like Colin was saying, Squirrel Girl is, if anything, it's going to be a humorous book. It's not going to be a book...
Which is fine. They don't all have to be serious, but it's just...
But you need something if you're going to sell to women. You know, they need books that are a little more serious, too, because then you're not taking it seriously of what, you know... Yeah.
You're just giving them throwaway characters, and that's it.
Yeah, so... I mean, but then again, they did it with Storm. It's just like, but you're not taking a character that people, you know, are really drawn to. Like, to say bring Ms. Marvel back, but people like Ms. Marvel.
Well, but, they still have the Captain Marvel book, though.
Yeah, and they have that, which seems to be doing okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's doing... I think it's doing better out there. I don't know how well it's doing.
I read that one. It's been good, I thought.
But, I don't know.
And then Silk is getting a book, too.
Yeah.
Which at least she's spitting out of
Spider-Man. See, but I don't mind that because it's a new character, it's a new creative idea, and I actually like her in the book. I think she's interesting. So
she's been some of the best parts of the current book.
Yeah, but I wonder, you know, if that's how that's going to turn out. She seems more like a villainous character to me, or more of an anti-hero character.
Because
we don't know enough about her.
Seems like she could take a turn that way.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I think she's not, but I think she could take a turn that way easily.
Which is okay. Those books are okay, too. I mean, you know, it's not like Moon Knight's a choir boy, but...
Yeah.
You know, I just... I don't know.
And why aren't alternate versions of her being hunted down?
Then again, they're not all alternate versions of Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Not some of them are, though. A lot of them are. I don't know.
Look, we just found Cindy Moon, so Moreland probably doesn't even know about her yet.
Yeah, he's not looking for it to alternate.
Still locked in bunkers and all those other universes. Yeah.
Okay, and then the other thing that Marvel talked about was... Well, one other thing, Jeff Lemire is taking over Hawkeye. Which I found interesting, only in the sense that I assumed it was canceled.
I thought
it was canceled.
It
was canceled. It's a brand new...
Oh, it's a new number one?
Number one, yeah.
Okay.
It's Marvel, man.
And I just find it funny that
I thought that was Fraction's baby.
It was, but I just find it funny that he left Arrow and now he's doing Hawkeye.
Well, there's no similarity there.
Get us the other Archer writer.
Is he leaving DC at all?
I don't know.
He's still writing JLU.
Yeah.
He is doing a lot more for Valiant, though. He's writing The Valiant with Matt Kent, and then he's taking up this new Bloodshot book at Valiant, which will be an ongoing. So,
are any of them guys archers?
No, Bloodshot's just a badass with guns. No, okay. I'm sure he could use archery, but
yeah. Okay, well, no archers, so
yeah.
I just found that kind of funny. And then the big news, which is more mysterious than anything, is the Secret Wars.
I've read that. This is Beyonder.
Is the Secret
Don't
Wars?
Don't buy it now. It's been spoiled.
Great, you gave away a book that ain't even out.
He takes all these characters and they bad guys, and then they have to battle.
Way to ruin the next event.
And then they go out, you buy their toys.
But so, and I think this is a case where Marvel's secretiveness, I think, is hurting them. Only in the sense that, so they announced Secret Wars, and it's something that's like going to be the culmination of Hickman's whole thing, whole Avengers thing. But then I think yesterday was Civil War and Age of Ultron versus Marvel Zombies. Today was something about Days of Future Past.
Years of Future Past.
And it's, what I was reading online is it might be like a battle world where all these worlds are crashing and there's, not crashing, but you know,
kinda
different
like
Earths
his,
and
yeah.
things like this. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, but there's been so much response to this.
Is that what DC is doing with World's End?
Yeah. Well, that's part of it, but this is a case of, it almost looks like they're rehashing. You know, so they're bringing up all these past events that they've done, and they're touting them as something new.
The series kind of started that way, because they brought out New Universe, but they didn't call it New Universe, but they brought those characters on.
But I'm just seeing a lot
He's
of stuff.
To the old.
Online, where it's like, really, is this the House of Ideas? They're redoing everything, and I, you know,
it's the House of Re-Ideas.
And the problem is, now when they announce what it really is, I think it already has this kind of negativity attached to it, because it isn't new. It's, you know, it's bringing back old things, and not necessarily that they're good or bad. Just
I like to go back and read like old Marvel. That's what I like to do, because then I can go back and get what I used
that out
to
of
have.
Blue.
No, it's not. It's part of it.
I like
because
sitting on the sofa,
and wait a minute.
Taking off my shoes,
because
petting Maggie. Yeah.
A lot of this is just
it's Grandpa's podcast.
It's just the rehashing of everything, and that's what for you know after this, what I'm going to say like after Heroic Age, it's all it's been. It's just been not you know part of what I need. So I don't know. I don't know.
Grandpa Simpson over here is about to say, back in my day, Peter Parker never took his mask off. And
but it is. It's that's exactly. I mean, they're not bringing anything out that's interesting. They, you know, don't give us Secret Wars, which is a thing that that a lot of people. You know, it was funny when I first read Secret Wars. I asked somebody in college. I said, you know, should I pick that up? It's something. You know, Marvel related, it's older, and he's just like, well, it was brought up to sell toys. And I was like, oh, and I didn't take anything from that because I said, I was just like, oh, I didn't understand really what he was saying because I've never read it. But it's funny, you open up the book and the introduction says it. It's a story at the beginning of the book that it's the I think it was the writer at the time who wrote that book, which I can't
Shooter.
Was it? And it's talking about it, so it's like basically this was made to sell toys. I mean, it straight out says it in there. So it's just like. And this isn't the first time we've used Secret War. This is the second time. This is, but it was Secret War. Wars or Wars?
Wars.
I forget which one. Which was the first one?
War.
Wars
was the first
was the
one.
Nick Fury story.
Correct.
And that's the one when Nick Fury disappears for, you know, remember how he disappeared for almost 10 years?
Who?
Nick Fury.
Who?
The Watcher.
Okay, the Watcher Nick Fury.
Yeah,
not Samuel Jackson.
I don't think. Does anybody really talk about that one anymore?
Yeah.
He's in his own book that nobody reads.
It's not his own book.
Well, that's true. It's got Hawkeye and Spider-Woman and Black Widow and MODOK.
But I mean, I can't really judge by what they do. But like, I've been seeing like we saw something with Civil War as well. Remember? Did you mention that one in your list?
Yeah.
Civil War is a part of that. It's just like,
and then there was something about Deadpool.
For Civil War.
Yeah.
Something in Magneto where they mentioned acts of vengeance.
Well, so what are... Is it all these Earths that have been created? Like, this is the Civil War
They haven't
War
explained
Earth?
It. Nobody knows.
Because they...
Well, I thought Civil War was 616.
No, yes. But see, what happens is any decision that's made creates an Earth.
Yeah, I get
that. So if
that.
There's a civil war,
that's quantum mechanics.
Then it creates that Earth. So it's not 616, but it's an Earth that it's civil war. What if this happens? What if that happens? The zombie world is 666.
Right.
Okay, so there's always Earth. And then the whole thing with, and I haven't really been reading that at all, but the whole gist of what Avengers was basically these Earths were crashing together. And I guess that's what it's leading to of taking place. It's almost like multiversity, if you think about it, which I think is what they're going towards.
Crisis on Infinite Earth.
So, like, this is Civil War Earth. Mm. This is Marvel Zombie, Age of Ultron, whatever. I think that's what they're going
for. Well, but that might not be a bad thing either, because week in and week out, we sit here and we bitch about the direction of Marvel and how they need a reboot, and maybe this is their way of doing it. Have it all crash and basically start all over and do...
They won't do it.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what these are.
I know they won't, because I don't think they want to admit the DC, because when DC did New 52, they said it was a stupid idea.
Right, and then all of DC's numbers
went up. We know how to do it the right way, and that's what they said. And
there's still...
At a point, they're going to have to do something.
But
there's still rumors flying around, though, that DC is doing all this...
Going back.
Yeah, they're doing the Band-Aid
stuff to try and... bring it back.
How is that even going to happen? Because, you know, you have Earth 2 characters. You can't bring them, make them older again. You know, they're accepted now. So it's not that easy.
Well, that's, yeah.
Is the whole Earth 2, or was Earth 2, is the whole Avengers thing about the Earth smacking together or whatever they're doing, does that have anything to do with Age of Ultron and the whole time thing? Is that caused by that?
I don't think so. No,
I don't think Age of Ultron even...
It doesn't make any difference, even though they're going to do it.
It's all, I mean, from the beginning of Hickman's run on Avengers, that's it's kind of been about the smack into, you know.
There's too much going on with that. I couldn't tell when reading New Avengers. I was enjoying the story, but then I was getting confused by what was happening in Avengers, if that event had to do with this, because he was writing the same book.
Yeah.
And they seemed like very similar events.
There were huge
earth-shattering things that were happening. I was just like, does this happen at the same time or what?
Well, it's almost
why
like
I just
you were
gave
getting
up
a weekly
on the book,
book
because I was just like, I don't know what's happening
it was
anymore.
It was too confusing to.
And you know, and to have an Avenger book, there was no Avenger book at that time.
There was we're
besides maybe
Real
Secret
Avengers.
That wasn't horribly confusing, and I was just like, I'm done.
And all of his books, whether it's Marvel or Image or whatever, are kind of confusing. But I think these books hurt worse because it was confusing. Plus, it tied into something else, which made it worse. And then there was events going on too, and it just made the whole.
Well, and it's Avengers, which is Marvel's flagship book, so it's, you know, that should be an accessible one.
And that Avengers book has 75 different characters in it, so
and only four of which you've actually heard of.
Their now flagship book was Uncanny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they didn't do anything with that. Like I thought,
but
they
now
were
Axis.
Again, they didn't
spinning
do anything
out of
with that.
Uncanny.
But even there, it took, what, 2 years for them to get to that point, or a year and a half for them to get to that
point. Yeah, I mean, it took a while for them to get to that, but not only that, they didn't even take it in a direction where it seemed like it was going to go after the events of AVX. Like you thought, you know, doing this whole mutant Avengers team.
Well, they became the Apocalypse
team.
Twins,
and then we have
and then we have
Avengers, and there's there's like two mutants on. It's just like, why did we create a team that was supposed to be mixed if we couldn't do it with this one? Why don't you just use this one to make your team? Yeah,
well, I mean,
it didn't make any sense.
The whole mutant non mutant thing, anyways. Is
I mean,
kind
that's
of
a little though
weird issue. What's really the difference, anyways?
Yeah, and it's hurting X-Men though. X-Men's hurting right now.
Yeah, the only one I'm still reading is Uncanny.
Yeah, and
I'm surprised.
I don't know why I'm still reading it, to be honest with you. Like, every week that one comes out, like today one came out, and I look at it for a second, I'm like, do I want to put this back or not? Nah.
I'm surprised X-Men's hurting.
But
I'm really surprised that X-Men and Avengers are hurting, because I thought AVX was a good thing, and I thought it gave them kind of a point to go from.
But I think,
and I don't know if they took it.
I think
it
those
exactly.
X-Men books had a strong start whenever
Battle of the Atom screwed the X-Men box.
Yeah, that's what killed it.
Yeah.
It all built up to this event that started off seemed like it was going to be good, and then it just really sucked.
Well, I think we can all agree here, though, that events
are really
screwing Marvel over, because I think a lot of us just don't want them. We're just wanting a story. I mean, if they have something that's a self-contained event, that's one thing, but then, like, don't drag it, you know, on forever, or...
I don't
cross
know what
it over
they could
bunch.
Do these these days that would truly surprise the reader.
Yeah.
Because we've seen everybody's dead. Everybody's,
Kill Wolverine.
Everybody's dead at least once.
How about just tell a straightforward story that is like a four-issue story, and that's it? It's self-contained. There's no extra
I remember buying
that would surprise me.
Number of book past 40? That'd be surprising.
I remember buying the original Secret Wars when Spider-Man got his...
The black costume,
and I took that. The first issue of Amazing Spider-Man, I have that. You know, I took it to school, and I was all excited about that. That was something you never saw. That you would thought you would get a new costume like that.
Yeah.
Well, I got a black cap, a woman Thor, and
now,
you know,
Iron Man.
Yeah, Iron Man's going to be superior.
And and deaths don't really do it for me in comic books anymore. Like I when I'm
everybody's so jaded about the deaths, you know.
I just don't
coming back.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like
Wolverine's never coming back.
I think we should have learned that by death of Superman. Stay
corrected.
Yeah.
But at least Superman died and they kept him dead for a year.
Yeah, but we should have known that, like, nobody cared that much about Death of Superman.
Wolverine won't be back because they're upset at Fox or Sony for not letting him have him.
So. Leading up to Death of Superman, there was a lot of, like...
You knew Superman was dying, yeah.
Like, that death seemed like it was a big deal, but none since then.
But after a while, you just kind of know. I mean, maybe Superman you wouldn't have known, maybe. I mean, yeah, you'd know he was coming back. I mean, it's Superman. I mean, you're not going to kill off Superman.
Even more than that, I think like the bigger one was like Barry Allen in Crisis.
Yeah,
he was dead for a long time.
But, you know, I could see that, though. I mean...
honestly, they should have kept him dead. But.
I mean, even with Jean Grey, they kill off, and then they bring her back, and then they kill her again.
She's just back, but now she's young. That's all.
Now she's a kid, and it's just like, who cares?
Well, that's just so even there. I mean, you had All New X-Men, which was a very interesting concept. It causes a lot of problems with the timeline, but it's an interesting concept. They haven't done anything with it.
All New X-Men shouldn't have lasted as long as it has.
No, that should have been a miniseries.
Maybe not a miniseries, but
even like a 12-issue, like a year, and then send them back.
Maybe a year and a half, and then use that as a way to kind of launch all these other X books and get them off the ground, and then end that and let these other books.
Well, and you could have even launched an X book that had the all new X-Men team back in their original timeline, but knowing about what's going on in the future.
Yeah, that
and if you do that, Marvel, I want a nickel on every issue.
Because they're listening.
Oh boy, that's a good idea! Ha ha.
Yeah, but that would have been kind of cool to see.
Get writing, Bendis.
To see almost like a first class era.
Yeah. Book. Yeah, something like that, because those movies were good. It was good to see them go back and see in
Marvel
context
make those
of the
movies,
time.
So why would they do something that tied in with those?
Still make money on them. It goes back to the Fantastic Four. They make money on them. It may not be as much as they make on Marvel Studios. They're still making money.
Well, it's free money.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't think that the shareholders of Disney really care where the money's coming from as long as it's coming in.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about television shows.
Sure.
What did...
Okay, I was watching CSI the other day.
Not that show.
Okay.
I still watch CSI?
Let's start with The Flash. What did you think of that?
I really liked The Flash. And I know you didn't see it, but we got the second episode, the one that was on yesterday.
I saw
it. Oh, you did? Okay, I thought you said you didn't. Mm-hmm. I like the further storyline with the Doctor, and I forget what his name is.
Wells.
Okay, Wells. Something's not right with him. Yeah. Something's definitely going on with him, and it's more
what,
than
what
just,
was your clue?
Well, when he got a little stabby.
That's how he says hello.
Yeah, it could be.
In the future.
The whole thing with Joe, though, that you're not my father, and I'm repeating that essentially three times.
Yeah, I hate that.
Well, that was four. You could see where they were going with it, but
it's such
yeah.
a used...
Yo, I know. I know.
Yeah. But I like the kid that plays the Flash. I like that whole cast.
Yeah. I like the two scientists.
Yeah.
Well, not the evil scientists, but I like Fitzsimmons.
Well, it's Vibe and Killer Frost.
They're a lot better than
right. She's not very frosty for being Killer Frost. I mean, she has a little bit more of a personality. Like,
yeah.
you would think she'd be... If they were going to take that and make her Killer Frost. That they would have made her a little more standoffish than she already is.
Well, I like a lot of the little throwaway things, like her boyfriend, Ronnie Raymond.
Yeah.
And then Multiplex, the bad guy, was actually a Firestorm villain.
Okay.
And for all the people saying, and somebody was like, oh, they just ripped off Marvel with that. I'm like, I looked it up, and he was created in 1978.
Okay.
Did they specifically say her boyfriend was Ronnie Raymond? I know they said Ronnie, but I don't remember saying
I think
Raymond.
It was just, I don't know.
I think they just said Ronnie.
But yeah. I think it's assumed.
Well, that's, I mean,
because
I thought they left it open, though.
Absolutely. But he's going to be appearing, so, because he's been cast. So.
Well, and that could be what sets her on the road to being, like, when he comes back.
Killer Frost was a Firestorm villain, too.
Was she?
Yeah.
I know they mixed her
up. I used to read the old Fury of Firestorm. It's one of my favorite books.
I know she used to, like, sometimes she'd go up again.
Oh, no, they just bring back the Black Bison. It'll be perfect. So.
She was a later Superman villain.
But, no, I think that it's all been good. I love how they bring up the eating part. One of the things I remember from reading the Wally West stuff was I think it was in the first issue, where he was, like, having to run something medical across the country.
Yeah.
And he had to eat so much to maintain. So it was neat that, you know, they gave him a problem. You're like, uh-oh, what's wrong? It just turned out he needed to eat more.
They post, like, something on Facebook posts the Easter eggs of the episode. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was one of them. And they said that was introduced with Wally West with the eating thing. They didn't do that so much.
But then he comes up with the energy bar, so it's done. You know,
Well,
they introduced it, and it's, you know, it's resolved.
It's done.
Well, it was either that or 72 tacos.
Yeah.
They're not going to unless you do like taco four episodes. Whatever. Like I need to eat something.
Yeah,
you know I'm just going to eat a bunch of.
But
donuts.
I love the cosmic treadmill.
Yeah,
that was fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just a little. Here you go.
It's the same thing Arrow does. You just get these little things from the comics to make you say, "Yeah, I'm really."
Might not
in the comic
mean anything
universe.
Later on, but they throw it out there. I did look up the guy that the industrialist
Stag
is actually a character.
Okay.
Yeah,
kind of like a bad industrialist.
I kept trying to figure out the actor. He's in Die Hard.
He's the one you sent
Die Hard
2.
Okay.
Bad guy.
Rex Mason to Egypt to make him turn into Metamorpho.
He was. Yeah, that's right. That was the Easter egg about that. Yeah, he was Metamorpho. He was also in Bill and Ted. He was the Grim Reaper.
Yeah,
that's who it is.
William Sadler.
That's awesome.
I'm watching. Like I recognize him from something.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I was like, I know that guy from something. I had to look it up because I was just all of a sudden I just didn't know who he was.
He should have played Battleship with the Flash. That would have been great.
the Gotham villain. I was trying to figure out who he was too because he looked familiar. And I kept looking at him. I can't figure it out. So I just gave up. I was just like, whatever. I've seen him somewhere. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
But that was good.
Gotham.
Yeah. I really
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I like Pirates.
Let's do a review of that.
But Gotham was really good.
I thought that this was the first episode where it started to find its voice.
Yeah, well,
yeah, because there was less cheesy forced dialogue in this.
You get rid of
Bruce and you lose that a little.
Well, that's true too. But if you ignore the pilot because they're done differently, the villains in the second episode were cartoony, and I get that they work for the doll maker, but the whole way it worked, it was something I picture I had seen on the 1966 Batman. Then the week after that, the Balloon Man. That's absolutely a plot from the 1966 Batman. And I think somebody talked about it last week. Why didn't the cop just shoot the balloon? Because that's the first thing I thought. Sad. Like he was hanging. It's not like you know he couldn't reach.
It was
his
there.
Gun.
I saw it. The gun was hanging right.
Yeah, like grab it.
He's
shoot
a
it.
Stupid cop.
Yeah,
he's a dead cop.
He's dead.
He was looking for his little like
he went splat.
Trophy thing.
Officer
O'Flanagan.
Only I had a thing that shot projectiles.
Where's O'Flanagan?
But, this was the first where I'm like, okay, it's not trying to be Batman 66.
Yeah.
It showed...
I think a lot of that is Jada Pinkett Smith with her Eartha Kitt.
Yeah,
impression.
She absolutely channels Eartha Kitt.
I did like the villain. I liked the whole thing that, he was trying to... The whole thing about Arkham.
Yeah,
You know, it just... Everything kind of worked.
Leading
but then,
to the gang
as I said,
war.
Like, I really have a problem with... Like the characters playing Bruce, or I don't mind the actor. The kid's fine.
I have
fine,
a problem with the fact that Jim Gordon is around Bruce this much when Bruce is a kid.
And he's around him a lot, and then he just doesn't... You get rid of... If you cut those scenes out of the show, it's still the same show.
Well, I think part of the reason for that, though, is, remember, he's new to the city at this point.
Who, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he needs... And Bruce seems to be the only...
He's the only ally?
Yeah, he's the only ally he has at this point.
A 10-year-old kid.
He's like, my only ally is a 10-year-old boy.
No wonder why
Bruce screwed. Is so... he's playing
but he needs someone
Xbox and I'm trying to save the city.
No, and we've yet to see him play Xbox.
Yeah,
it'd be ironic if he played Arkham on Xbox.
I don't know where he's getting his music from. Like, he's listening to some, like, hardcore heavy metal.
Yeah.
He's just looking at photos of his dead parents most of the time.
Well, he was drawing a bunch of things, like, on one episode. He was sitting there with a CD player or whatever he was listening to. I don't know. I don't know where the timeline is. He might be a CD player, could be a Walkman. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, he's drawing, like, these creepy things, like, all over his paper. I'm like, this kid needs to be put away. Like, open Arkham back up. Like, forget all the other people. You need to put him away.
That's probably why his parents wanted to...
That's why they were open. They're like, we need to open those places. You know, place to stick him.
Oh.
Poor boy. Either that or we're sending him upstate with the cat girl.
Call me Cat.
And be like, no. We'll call you Selena because there's no reason we should be calling you Cat.
Yeah.
No, I think the scenes with Bruce would be better if it was just, like, you can show Alfred with Bruce.
Yeah.
I like Alfred.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but like, Bruce, I'm just like, They just use him too much. I don't mind if they have him there, but it's just like every episode does not need Bruce.
Yeah.
Unless he's dressed up in a bat suit and he's an adult, then I don't care. I mean, I really
Next
don't. I don't think it does
suit.
Anything. Because what kind of... And he only stays in the mansion. That's all he ever does is stay in the mansion.
Yeah, like, doesn't he go to school or, you know, where's he?
They don't send him to school. His school closed down. That's called Arkham Asylum. So he has nowhere to go. Oh, wow.
But I like the Penguin.
The Penguin's the best part of ever.
And the episode. whole setup in this episode where he's basically, you see what he's up to.
Yeah.
He's basically working his way up in the ranks on the rival gang. And but he's also taking them down at the same time.
Well, yeah, he's playing.
He's getting the police on his side, so he's not going to be interfered with.
Yeah.
But I mean, who didn't see the cannoli thing coming?
Oh, I know. I was right. I was like, those guys are dead.
Yeah.
You know, when he walked in the door, I was like, those guys are dead.
As soon as you saw that box,
I didn't even think the box. I knew he was going to kill him because of their interaction with him. Like, they were like, oh yeah, we got all this money, and it's just like they're dead.
Yep.
They're dead, you know? Yeah. And then with the box, I was like, he's got something in there.
Yeah, they were
and
pretty
then
stupid.
When he mentioned cannolis, I was like, they're being poisoned because it's cannolis. It's always cannolis.
Go back to
Godfather.
It
was cannolis in the car. They shot the guy in the head.
That's right.
And there's usually poison cannolis. I don't know what I've seen them in before, but I know they exist.
Do you go to the poison cannoli store?
Yeah,
or do you get
you go to Lethal Foods.
And every
it's right next
Italy.
To Edible Arrangements. And you pick those up. No, but
you
it
send
those
to people? They do.
Yeah, they'll do a singing telegram. It's pretty morbid.
Nice.
Yeah. I wouldn't go for nice, but depends on what side of the cannolis you're on. But no, I thought I really did like the last episode. I think I liked the balloon episode better, but I liked the setup and all of this.
I like
the stuff that they filled in. Something.
I actually like the villain in the balloon episode better than
this guy with the I didn't mind it, but like the guy with the knife at the beginning, he's holding the weapon. He's like, "Oh, just look in." I channeled back to that movie, The Phantom. Do you remember that movie?
I've watched a little bit, but I saw that one. I'm like,
it's gonna do
what?
Something. Like, why would you do that?
I was
trailing No Country for Old Men.
Those council guys are pretty dumb.
Do you remember The Phantom? They did that movie. It wasn't really that great. But he looks in the microscope. He's like, "Oh, take a look at this," and it says something on it. I forget. It's like a message that it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And then these two spikes go through the guy's eyes. I was just like, it's the same thing. But why would you look in it?
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, yeah, let me look. Is this a kaleidoscope? Like,
I'm in a dark parking lot.
Yeah, I can't see anything. Whatever, you know. And he shoots a spike and then...
And then I love the other guy runs into that thing, knows the guy's coming behind, and he's at
and
the
he's
glass
like,
going,
yeah.
Oh!
Like, he was like, I'm the Flash. I'm going to phase through this.
Take the stairs.
If I shake
elevator.
Enough... I'm gonna phase.
No, right that's about me. All I saw. So that's all I can contribute.
You watched like the first 10 minutes. That's it.
Yep. Let's talk Arrow.
Customers.
Arrow's on tonight, but
for okay. Arrow on tonight yesterday. On Arrow was really good.
Last week on Arrow.
Yay! They killed a character that nobody.
So
really
as
liked.
Soon as the episode started, I looked at my fiance. I'm like, Laurel's hair is looking awfully blonde this season. I wonder what they're hinting at.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Like, I kept questioning if it was the same actress.
Yeah,
and because then, I kept looking at her, it's like something's not right about her.
Yeah. Something's been not right about her since the second season.
Yeah, I mean, they should have killed her off, but
yeah.
Well, both of them were pretty. Like, even Sarah.
But I like Sarah better.
I liked Sarah better because she wasn't as whiny.
Yes.
But her dialogue was.
If
awful.
Only they can take the character right out of the comics, drag her out, and then put her on the screen. That would be what we need. I don't know. There's nothing you can really do.
I don't think they can do that.
But it's funny. A lot of side characters like that, they're always a tarsh on. Like Carl in Walking Dead. It's just like...
That's Carl.
I thought that too, but I was just like, there's nothing you can do. They can only find so many kids. It seems like it's always harsh on women actresses and child actors. Like,
Carl, though, has managed to shed... that. Like, he doesn't get as much flack as he used to.
Yeah.
People seem to like him now. I don't...
Ever since he ate the pudding.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that season...
Actually,
really
I think it was when him and Michonne kind of made peace and, now they're bestest buddies.
Once he stopped being angsty just for the sake of being angsty, then people liked him. They never liked Lori, though. Lori...
never
won them over.
She was in that movie, and I'm like, I'm not going to go see that movie. Lori's in it. and it was some like tornado movie or something.
You would have went to see it.
Was it Sharknado?
No. It was recently in the theater. But
there's
I just remember
Sandy, I'm not watching Sharknado. Turn it off.
I just remember seeing her in the trailer going.
Was it Twister?
Lori.
That was a while ago.
No, it was Twister. Recently.
That was off. Twister. And that's a movie I could talk about for a while, just because I would just pull like just take that movie apart.
Okay, well let's not.
Yeah, then
do
we'd
that.
Have no listeners.
Yeah.
And Adam's going to spend an hour talking.
But
okay, point taken.
Back to Arrow.
Arsenal, I thought was well done.
I thought was well done, but I kept looking at his eyes, the black around his eyes, and it just something about it was weird.
He always has like kind of like this douche face.
he's an Abercrombie and Fitch model. Yeah. He actually is.
Oh, he really is.
Yeah. So that's why. Yeah. It's that they have to have that look in order to he'll lose his other job,
Like he
can't have that.
He looks he's trying to do the face from Zoolander.
Well, that's it. He's a model.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Blue lightning.
Electric blue or
blue suede? Blue.
That's your trivia question. If you know the answer,
call in.
Email Colin. There.
But I thought
Colin could deal with that.
the flip around for the neck,
yeah,
that was a bit unnecessary.
The what?
When he first shows up,
yeah,
he like instead of just grabbing the guy and knocking him out, he does this flip and like grabs his neck and then pops it.
Yeah,
that was a little strange.
I wasn't sure about Vertigo. Like, how did he come into this? Like,
but it's not the same Vertigo.
It's not the Vertigo, but how is he in relation to that? Did they mention?
Because he said that Arrow made the title important.
Yeah. Oh, so he just took over the mantle?
Yeah.
Well, because he
said there'll always be...
found the formula and managed to tweak it and said there'll always be someone that, pushes or comes back and tries to Vertigo.
Yeah. I didn't mind the character. He seemed to be able to fight better than the
He was the cosmonaut from... Armageddon.
Oh, is that where he reminded me of the Russian guy in The Dark Knight, the guy who was in charge of the Russian mob. I know it wasn't the actor, but
he's trying to say that all Russians look alike.
No, I'm trying to say his mannerism.
He's lost all of a Russian.
They're all
listeners.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Blue Steel.
Yeah, it was ass. I knew it was.
You're
ass.
Welcome.
Aren't you supposed to wait for someone to call?
You're not allowed
in?
To win the trivia. You're
Yeah, it's ruined.
Employees of Pittsburgh Comics are not eligible.
The employee of Pittsburgh.
I'm the only one that's not eligible.
Yeah. First podcast trivia question that was ruined.
It's your contest. Of course you're not eligible.
We just created a new feature and he totally wasn't involved. That's great.
How about Ray Palmer? I liked him.
Yeah.
I thought he did a good job.
Yeah.
He was really energetic. I like how he's like one of these characters that you're like, or is he's like, oh, I don't really like this guy, but oh well. Yeah.
Yeah, I like Brandon Routh a lot.
Better in this than Superman.
I actually liked him in Superman.
I liked him. I didn't think it was his fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think it was his fault that that movie sucked.
I think it was the movie itself.
But everybody blames Ben Affleck for Daredevil.
I don't even... And
I don't blame Ben Affleck for Daredevil
either. I don't really think Daredevil was that I'll be the one to say it.
I don't think Superman Returns was that bad. Like, I think some parts weren't great, but...
There were certain parts.
Okay. Overall, the stalker Superman looking in the window?
The kid that pushed the piano and killed the guy, that was ridiculous.
The kid... They should have had Superman's kid there. Yeah.
Best part of that movie
was
a
bad Lois Lane.
Oh, she was an atrocious Lois Lane. Yeah. She was 20 with a 5-year-old kid.
Yeah.
What?
I thought Kevin Spacey was great.
Kevin Spacey,
But he plays a villain.
But, and my other problem with that was the whole, Lex Luthor doing a land grab. Oh, great, for the third time.
Yeah, I was going to say it's the third movie he did that.
But for the original movies, they never used Lex Luthor like they would. He was just more evil, guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. And the whole
did he have to be bald again?
That was made of kryptonite.
Yeah.
The whole thing was made of kryptonite. How's he holding it?
And the other thing, it was Lex Luthor, the ditzy girl, again turned on him. It's like, how many times are they going to do that one?
Yeah, you would think he'd stop hanging around with ditzy girls.
But it was kind of neat how they...
him and Otis.
Yeah.
It was kind of neat how
in
they...
In Otisburg, yes.
How he's starting to take over that company. Mm-hmm. Of Queen.
But I just love that they're renaming it Star City.
Star City,
that's so happy. That was good. I love how they, they must have, I assume they were leading up to that, to do that.
Had a little geek out moment there.
Because I complained at first. I was just like, Starling City, what? But then they did that, and I was like,
finally.
Well, how much do you think they really planned from the beginning? I can't believe that all this was stuff. Oh, and then in season 3.
Not all of it, but I would be surprised if they decided to change the name of the city. It just seems kind of odd that they, like...
I mean, what happened to that little book where he was, getting the people
that
failed?
Well, he started saying the tagline again, though.
He doesn't need to save it.
This season started saying the,
you failed this city.
Yeah.
He finished the book.
Okay.
So, and then I guess the main part of the episode was the death of Sarah.
Sarah and apparently someone she knows.
Well, they were Black Arrows.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not Malcolm Merlyn.
No, but it's the League of Assassins or something to do with the League of Assassins. I mean, it could be Malcolm Merlyn.
No, it isn't, because they showed that there's another one, and on the preview for tonight's episode, Malcolm Merlyn's there, and there's a second guy.
Maybe it's
dressed
it's
like
the
League of Assassins. No, it's clearly a man, not Nessa.
He didn't die.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe it's Damien, all grown up.
Oh, man.
That'd be weird.
But the heretic.
Yeah.
If it were the heretic... If they introduced the heretic...
Just call the show Batman already.
It would look so weird on TV, but...
A baby face, adult, yeah.
He takes off his helmet and looks like Sloth from Goonies.
He'd be Master, yeah. Or Blaster.
It'd be like those people that, like... Have you ever seen, Chuck comes in and he wears that that horse mask and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know the ones that have, like, the baby mask?
Yes.
That's what they'd have to wear, the one that looks like a baby, but it's an adult body. That would be... Oh, man, that's weird. It really is. Walking Dead.
Good, but I can't believe they got rid of Terminus so quickly. Or moved on from Terminus so quickly.
I expected
liked it. They played it up so much, you thought it would have gotten maybe 2 or 3 episodes there.
Yeah, but...
The problem is, then, that would leave them trapped in the train car, because they're not going to stay in Terminus
Is that now we're going to get... Are we going to get a season of them walking? Because that killed last season.
Well, but...
We didn't see every episode they're talking about Terminus and
But now they're going to talk about Washington, walking to Washington.
Yeah, but even if you're walking... The amount of stuff that you can run into as you're walking.
Yeah, that was a big problem with the season where they focused on the prison, was that nothing really happened.
I don't think
on the farm.
Well, I don't have a problem with them being outside of something. My problem is when they were all separated.
Yeah.
My problem with the separation is that whenever they finally come back together, it just all feels too convenient.
Yeah.
Well, there's that, but then also you get two episodes of Beth and Daryl, and I'm like, I don't want to see two episodes of Beth and Daryl. I like Daryl, I don't like Beth. But she also wasn't in this episode, so she still has to show up at some point. We know she's still alive from previews, but where is she? And she's around other people, so it seems like they may be walking somewhere else.
Yeah, they're heading towards another group, we're just about to say.
Yeah.
What do you think of Carol?
Carol MacGyver, awesome. That bomb. Yeah. That was awesome, yeah.
She's a good shot with the...
Although, I'm watching that scene where she used the bottle rocket, and I'm like, I play video games. That would have taken like 30 tries before you would have gotten that the way you wanted it.
I don't know. We saw no her husband before. Yeah. She seems a little hillbilly-ish. I think she could have done.
Like, she's
done
like I've this had to before. Do some of this in a game before, exactly, and no way.
I don't think this is the first time she's blown up something.
Yeah. They do that on the weekend. Cheese frog.
Like, it was just perfect trajectory.
That's called Tuesday.
To that.
That's called Tuesday. It's Carol's frog, yeah.
Bottle Rocket Tuesdays.
But the whole thing is, like, they show you all these things that she's picked up, which is funny, too, because, I mean, this is, like, a little thing that she, I don't even think she was with that group when they spread all the zombie guts all over themselves.
No,
but,
she wasn't
I'm sure they
there.
Talked about it when they came back. They were like, you know what we did? We rubbed zombie guts all over ourselves. She's like, I better write that down.
But she was there when Michonne. But she was there when Michonne showed up, though.
Michonne didn't use that, though.
No, but the technique of how to blend in is to...
Yeah, but she directly used the one where they used on the first season.
Yeah.
Where they did... Did they do that in the comics?
Yes.
That was in the comics. And then it rained. And then they were, like, screwed. But she was screwed when she shot her gun. And the zombie's like, hey, wait, zombies don't shoot guns?
but not the second time, because after
Where'd
she
you
shot...
To do that? Where'd you do that? Everybody, come over here.
When she shot... she opened the door and just stepped aside. Here you go. Have lunch, guys.
Yeah, I thought she was opening the door to try to walk out there, and she'd be surprised to see zombies. But no, it was like... There you go.
Yeah, it's like
I kind of like
lunch
that,
is served. Yeah, no, that was pretty good.
They walked over to her. They're just like, wait, what's your zombie number? Do you have your zombie card? How do we know you're not a zombie?
You're not in the union.
Yeah, you're not in the union.
Card carrying member of the zombie union.
Yeah, that's right. She was cool. Really good character. She did it. The two characters in the show that did it for me in this episode were Carol. And Tyrese. That whole Tyrese scene where he's in there with the...
I'm not going to do it!
Like, oh my god, he's scaring me.
The best part was he came in...
There's the Walking Dead is walking around, and the one who's terrifying me right now is the guy who's supposedly one of our heroes of the story.
But he came in the door like BA on the A-Team and just like body slam, dude.
I wish the A-Team was in this. Imagine Mr. T showed up.
The montage of them building something.
He pities the zombie.
Yeah, but none of them could shoot. That would have been a problem.
That would have been the biggest problem. The A-Team could never survive the zombie apocalypse.
None of them can shoot. They're all special forces. None of them could shoot.
I don't know. They all
no one died in that. Ever died in that show, though.
No one ever died in. That's why when the movie came out, Mr. T was all up in arms because
said
it was too violent.
Yeah, planes would crash into
well,
the side
Mr.
of the buildings
Christian.
And they'd all walk out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a really good scene.
She'd just pity the
it
fools.
It was a good scene, except for the fact that the guy was able to get loose and get over and get the baby. Like, that part, to me, wasn't believable.
Yeah, he didn't do well.
He should have killed that guy from the beginning.
Well, Tyrese was kind
all.
Of, you know, he was distracted by the...
Yeah, but he didn't...
Did he get loose, or did he just go over? Because his hands were still tied together.
Well, that's all it was. His hands were tied, but that was it. Like, he wasn't doing a very good guard duty.
Well, like, this guy is talking about how, you know...
Tyrese
the baby's going to die, how Tyrese is going to die, how they're all going to die. You think Tyrese would have been like,
maybe
okay,
I should pay attention to this guy.
I should secure you to something and not just let you sit here.
Yeah, I thought that, the whole thing about Tyrese, I think Tyrese was just distracted because of everything that's been going on, that he was just out of it completely. Which, it probably wasn't great that Carol left him on guard duty, but what else was he going to do? So, she couldn't take the baby with her on her battle of, you know, the zombie.
Like,
she rubs
like,
zombie guts
things.
All over the baby, and she's like, okay, you ready, baby? Yeah.
But you
she's,
know,
yeah, she's gonna do the cable thing where she has it. She's just like zombie hunting, and then you give the baby one, and the baby's
yeah, right. But yeah, is that a good idea to kill the
no,
baby?
No, is that a good idea? What I was just saying. No,
no. So wait. No, because Rob Cohen's even.
Did you say is that a good idea to kill the baby?
Hold on. Wait till we hear where I'm going with this. So,
I'm afraid, yeah, but
that's never a good idea, Pat.
The only leverage this guy has at this point
is... If your Pat's kid's listening right now, pack up your stuff and leave.
That's okay. That's all he has is, well, I'll kill the baby. Well, there's zombies everywhere, so he can't really leave. He's in a one-room building. It's not like he's got anywhere to hide. Plus, if he snaps the baby's neck, the baby turns, bites
well, yeah,
him,
but that's the thing.
And
if
then
he
turns.
If
so
he was
that's the leverage.
If he was threatening to create a zombie baby, though, that's pretty freaking creepy. So that would be leverage for me.
I want to see that. I wanted to see
but if
Judas
I'm in the
stillborn
room, I don't
and, like,
see
eat
it.
Her way out of Lori to begin with.
You need to read Cross.
Yeah, you're reading the wrong zombie book.
I'm just saying.
Your podcast is down the street.
Yeah.
But, you know...
In jail.
Okay, not real babies, but in a hypothetical, fictional situation where...
Hypothetical, fake baby situation.
That's right.
We're talking about Cabbage Patch Kids here. They're scary enough. They come from the Cabbage Patch.
Honestly, Garbage Pail Kid, jump out of Lori's stomach.
It's, I forget their names. I was gonna get one. On that note, now that we're all terrified, can we all leave?
So
we have to have a meeting about Pat.
Look, the
so
doctor said
CSI
I was okay.
Yeah, well, on CSI, no.
Yeah, I want to talk about CSI. Go back to that.
Okay, moving on. I haven't watched the last two episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D., so.
Me either.
I suck.
I didn't watch last night's episode.
Dave?
So it's really keeping people's attention.
Yeah.
Is it getting better?
It's okay. It's
okay.
Not great. It's okay. May finally got to beat the hell out of people, which was nice. Coulson punched her in the face, but it wasn't really her.
Aww.
Coulson, they don't all look alike.
Well, no. A Hydra agent had one of those... I don't even know what they are. They're some kind of mask, but it's kind of like a... piece of plastic.
Did they have like
Bruce Wayne's
Bruce
camouflage
Wayne's
mask?
Yeah,
that's kind of like what it was.
The matches Malone mask?
Yeah. You know, and then he asked her out for coffee, and when she agreed, he punched her in the face. May hates coffee.
May's like, I hate coffee.
So it. I
only eat drink tea. Oh, more stereotypes.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that how it ended? Like, he's just like, he punches the person. He's just like, May hates coffee. And then it's like, boom.
So shit. Have they let Ward out of
his face? They were going after this painting that has the alien writing on the back of it.
Yeah.
Before.
So now it's X-Files now.
It's something. Yeah, well, yeah, it's definitely Cree writing, but it's either Cree writing or an electrical schematic for something. I don't know which.
Right.
But
I keep thinking it looks like crop circles.
Maybe it's just gibberish.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the language from Trillium, the Jeff Lemire book.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Coulson just has a tumor, and it's caused by this Cree. Maybe they didn't think it out very well.
It's going to say, "Be sure to drink your herbal."
Yeah, be sure. They're like, "That's it. That's the season ender." Like, it's just like, "What does it say?" And everybody's just waiting, and it's just like, "Be sure to drink your herbal."
Crummy commercial.
And that's what he's going
to
say.
Be sure to
see
Marvel movies.
What it's
going to
be on whatever the first take that they do.
If they did that, people would love that episode. It'd be people's favorite episode this season.
It'd be funny.
But it would
either be like everybody's favorite or everybody just hates it.
Yeah.
Can
you believe
it? It's really hard. Like, there's gonna be like a half and half on that. Like, I'd find it hilarious.
I've
like,
devoted all season
like,
long watching.
I've waited so long to see this, and I talked on the internet all about this, and we made our own things, and our idea, our fan fiction would have been better. And then
they got to do the horn at the end and go wah wah.
And I wanted Sky to be a monkey.
Sky, stop with that gun. You'll shoot your eye out.
I then she could have an eye patch too.
Oh,
this show does just write itself.
Yeah.
Oh, if she became Nick Fury Jr.
It obviously writes itself because the last season I was just like, all he needs is a goatee and he'll be the evil guy now. And sure enough, they give him one at the beginning of the season. I'm just like, are you serious?
They're listening to the podcast.
They're watching Star Trek is what they're doing.
So next week, Tribbles are in it. And
it's like, I can't stop them. Turns out it's
don't get them wet. Oh, wait.
No, it's it's Mogwai's. Come on. They're different furry animals.
Don't feed them after midnight. Don't get them wet.
What are they? Why did they multiply? Tribbles? Was it Klingons? They hated Klingons or something?
No, I think it was just having...
They didn't like Klingons.
Yeah. No, they did not like Klingons.
No one liked Klingons because
they smell.
They were Russians.
Wait, you really have a problem with Russians today, don't you?
Okay, I did not make the Klingons Russians in the original Star Trek series. That was Gene Roddenberry.
Didn't you say something about like another Russian?
Wait,
he's just like, oh yeah, it's just another Russian.
You have ironically hit on the Russians quite a bit this podcast.
This podcast, the okay.
Russians
about?
And babies.
Arrow, we were talking about. He was all over that guy. Who
There's
was
too many dead ago. Russian baby jokes, dude.
I'm scared. This podcast got scary.
Yeah. Wrap it up.
Say a line.
You have one line.
What, that's a podcast?
It's the only way out.
Oh, wow.
Okay, moving on to books.
Yeah, that's a podcast.
Yeah, because all of a sudden nobody's sitting next to Pat.
That's okay.
Everybody's on the other side of the table.
Except you, Adam.
It's because you're in the way.
Hey, you're kind of you're trapped in the corner.
No,
we'll make a deal. You're gonna have to kill Colin first.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you the weapon. That way, I can get out. Sorry, Colin. I mean, you know,
it's me or you, and it ain't gonna be me.
This is the Walking Dead world now. You know.
Okay, we'll let Mr. Prepared go first with last week's books.
Okay.
We need a song.
Or do we have more to talk about TV? I think that's about it.
I think that's it for TV.
I think we're what? Yeah. We're an hour. Oh, geez. Could you plug that in?
Oh, crap.
It's flashing low battery at me.
You had one job.
Yeah, man.
That?
Probably underneath. Underneath.
I thought you had a
Man, how bad would that be?
That would have been bad. Hey, why isn't this thing recording anymore?
You get an hour into the podcast and realize you weren't recording.
Well, Monday I bought a laptop to bring to the store to scan in variant covers, and so I was playing with it. So I'd unplugged stuff, and I'd unplugged the power cord for the recorder that we always have.
Don't blame Pat. Don't upset
him. I'm not blaming.
He's a You'll end up like one of those babies.
A Russian baby? What?
We can... Hope that's not the case. Hope he doesn't run into any Russian babies.
Russian zombie babies.
That would be worse.
Yeah. Okay, what did you read?
Sabrina.
I thought Sabrina was excellent. No, and I'm not... granted, I'm biased. You go.
You are.
You just have a thing for Melissa Joan Hart.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
I love that the cat was very much like the TV show cat.
Yeah.
See, I never watched the TV show.
I've seen maybe an episode, but
it's
I definitely...
It's enough to say you know what he sounds like.
Okay.
Sure. He's the one. He has posters downstairs.
But episode...
of the cat.
Just of the cat. It was just the cat. He was in the Salem fan club.
like pin-up shots of the cat.
Hang in there, baby. Wow, we have really gotten off track.
Weird. Okay, moving on.
Okay, so I liked it. I didn't think I was going to like it when I...
I did.
But, you know, I picked it up and I was like, okay, let's check it out. It very much looked like a 60s horror book.
You said it was like an EC.
Yeah.
Well, someone said it was more like an eerie or creepy, and all. That's
okay,
exactly like
whatever.
The 70s.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Other guy.
Yeah.
Okay, wrong decade. Well, either way, it was before I was born, so...
old people.
Yeah, I know.
Quick tangent, just on that sentence. A girlfriend of mine in college, we would play Trivial Pursuit with her sister, who was a history major. And when we get to the history question, and she couldn't answer it, and her typical response was, well, that was before I was born. How was I supposed to know that?
You're a history major.
And I just remember shaking my head going... Oh, so
everything
just
ever learn
when that happened before you were born, I just don't take as a valid excuse. So, no. Go ahead.
You must have the easiest major of all.
Yeah.
Also, you shouldn't really be playing Trivial Pursuit if stuff happened before you were born.
Yeah,
there's bound to be a chance that it's going to be before you
were born. Yeah, those answers were just always cracking me up. That was before I was
born. We went back, when I was in college, we went back one time and we played a Trivial Pursuit game that I had. It was my parents. And we were playing it. We were going through it. We're like, I don't know any of this stuff because it was so outdated, trivial stuff. I was like, why are we playing this? I thought we'd at least know something. But
it was the one from the 80s there were questions.
That's what it was.
60s.
It was all, was like, it was from the 80s, so everything was on. I was just like, I don't know. So we played the Disney one instead. But it was funny because the Disney one, all of them had something. You could tell when it was out, when that board game, because it was older too. But I was like, it's Disney, so I should still know. But all these questions, we kept getting ones about the movie The Sword in the Stone. And I was like, obviously this movie was coming out at the time when that was, but...
I never played that one.
Okay.
It's fun. It's Sabrina.
Do you sell that here, Colin?
What?
Disney
Trivial Pursuit.
No, I do not.
Oh, man. I don't sell anything.
Okay, so moving on from Sabrina. Unless you got...
No, you know what? It was good. I kind of thought the Betty and Veronica stuff was kind of
That was kind of weird.
At first, I didn't know who they were.
That was
unexpected.
What was going on with them at the end?
They were trying to do something with Archie,
right?
That they
and
were
they basically
Archie.
Raised a succubus who is actually a character.
Okay. Yeah.
If you read the back matter,
It was like that was she was supposed to be betrothed to Sabrina's father.
Yeah. But then he married Diana or whatever, and
But that was just and she killed herself, I think.
Yeah,
and that's
she
why,
killed
yeah.
herself.
But
it was so creepy, and the Betty and Veronica stuff was funny. Not just the Archie stuff, but it was just classic Betty and Veronica stuff because they were trying to get Archie.
Yeah,
and just having that in there just kind of was a little bit humorous for such a dark comic.
Yeah,
and then the fact that they were just like, we should just cut him in half or something like that. It was just like, holy crap!
That would have been the Tales from the Crypt ending. That's how they would have settled that.
Just like, this doesn't work. He's dead.
Actually, there was one where they did settle it that way. There were twin girls, and Joe Pesci was the guy they liked. And they cut him in half at the end. Yeah.
But no, the whole story from the beginning, like the early days.
Yeah, I just love they could have taken an easy way out of
putting
out
art
a Sabrina
was nice.
Book. But man, it's a lot of artistry in there.
Yeah,
in
the,
writing, the
art
the
was
art
nice.
And,
like you kind of just don't like the ants. You know, they're just like, I don't
it's
know.
Interesting
these guys
to see what happened
seem like
her,
the bad guys.
What happened to her family? You always wonder, why is she living with her
aunts?
Yeah, and this,
her
it's
aunts.
Like her mother was put into it. I mean, her mother's still alive.
Yeah, it's really, really creepy.
But she was lobotomized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
it's like offhand.
Her father's in a tree.
That was the only thing that confused me, because that came out of nowhere. Like, at least you got to see the events play out with her mother. But all of a sudden, it was just like, my father's not here for my birthday, and it's like flashing to a tree, and there's a face. I was just like,
well, you just
yeah,
assume
he,
yeah, well, I,
he brought
I mean,
wizard,
but then again, maybe it's something that they're going to get to.
He married a muggle.
You have to wait. Married a muggle.
Yeah.
You can't do that. We learn in Harry Potter. You can't marry a muggle. You get a half-blood. Oh, and the character, Ambrose.
The cousin?
Yeah, the cousin. He was kind of an interesting
character. Was kind of a D-bag.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was, but he just fit into the story really well. He's living with her, and I think he's one of these, he'll be like maybe an ally, but then maybe change a little bit afterwards or something to her, or like a friend, because she doesn't have anybody else. Mm-hmm. All she has is him, and she's
so
not
she meets
that
Archie
close
in the gang.
Yeah, but she's not that close with her aunts. Mm-mm. Not like the television show she was. Which, if they had that show, that would have been awesome.
I think the television show was a little bit lighter than this. Well,
Clarissa's in it.
Yeah.
She, you know, I don't know. It was good. Really good. Colin ran out of the cover I wanted, though. I think he hates me.
I'll get more in. I'm sorry. I have lots of really cool covers.
You got the Pittsburgh Comics cover.
I got a really cool cover. You should come
get it. The one that was die-cast, and it had the cut.
Die-cut, not die-cast.
Die-cast is...
die-cast. It's a metal... It's a metal...
yeah, sadly, that one's $40, but
all,
if you want it,
heavy.
I'll get it for you.
Maybe a steel.
A steel.
Well, just the cover. Not the whole
book.
But,
every page is die-cast.
Yeah. Fancy.
Nice.
You're selling fancy stuff here now.
I do.
It's behind the counter.
High-end comic shop.
Exactly.
World's End.
I like that a lot. I thought there was a whole lot of story there. It was a $2.99 book, but there was a lot going on.
It was perfect. I kept thinking of Colin on this book, because I said it was perfect for Colin because he hasn't been caught up in the book.
Yeah.
And it was a perfect catch-up
yeah.
of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully there was some new stuff in there. Or...
Oh, yeah, just at the end. There was enough. But I think it was good to be... Well, because it's been a while since the first issue came out. So even for a reader that
had... I thought it was neat that it explained the Alan Scott thing and...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and then it tied all the stuff. It not only refreshed you, it tied up a bunch of loose ends that you didn't know about. So, and if you remember that book in the middle of it, like halfway into this book, we lost the writer. The writer went to Marvel or something like
that. Yeah, Robinson.
Okay. Yeah, and...
He went on to write the doomed fan Fantastic Four.
Yeah, but he's happy about that. But yeah, it's just it was a really good tie into that. Is that weekly?
Yeah,
yeah, that's weekly.
Yeah. For how long?
Don't know.
Probably till March. I think they all end in
forever.
March.
Forever.
And Earth 2, which was a tie-in, but
it was good. Yeah, and the only thing I had a problem with that book. Was that they just for people who need to know what order to read them in? They could have put something in one of them.
Somebody said they did.
There was.
Somebody said they did.
The very first page of Earth 2, it says these take after.
It's not the first page though. It's like 3 pages in.
I thought it was as soon as you opened.
No,
because
I started reading the book, and then I got to that message, and I said, "Oh, I got to read that." But I already read 3 pages.
Now, my only problem with that book was that I think it was a Derek Robertson cover. And the cover reminded me of the boys and made me longing for the boys. So, made me sad. But other than that,
okay.
I didn't read The Earth 2 in yet.
You're going to have to get over that boy situation.
No, I miss the boys. That was a good book.
It just sounds funny. Yeah,
I know. Well, it was funny because my brother-in-law sold really me a bunch of his books, including it was a full run of the boys. And it was like, as I was bagging them and pricing them, I'm like, sad face.
It made you long for boys.
No, it made me wrong for that book. That
oh,
a book.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, this may be the last podcast.
Yeah, because the cops are going to show up.
Yeah, Apple's going to go, this isn't clean anymore. This is
rather... It's not going to be that. They're going to be like, we heard on a pod on Pittsburgh Comics podcast.
You're going to be in jail. Pat's going to be in Arkham with Bruce. I mean, it's...
If you look on the upside, no one listens, so it's okay.
Yeah, there's scary people around.
Okay.
Speak up, Dave.
Moving on. Yeah, it's quiet ones you got to watch out for anyway. I'm running my mouth, so I'm okay. Batman. The beginning of Endgame.
Man. Yeah, that was a good book.
That last
wasn't
page.
What I was
but
expecting.
All the way, I mean, just the fact you had Capullo drawing the Justice League, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The one problem I had with it, it basically gave his system for taking everybody down, that he had these plans... In effect, because
we knew that anyway.
Though. Right, but it showed him doing it. But the one for Wonder Woman was just a little confusing. As he's talking about it, and he's talking just about a relic. That's all he referred to it. And it took me a while to realize it was just that one strand that was on her, which is what stopped her.
And then we have like this future, like he keeps having dreams about like future.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, or ways that he's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taken down.
There were theories on the internet of that he's been doused with fear toxin.
And Alfred's back. He seems okay. I thought he was going to be down for a long time.
Well, he didn't seem like he was completely okay, because Julia was still there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, but this takes place after Eternal.
Yeah,
okay, I was equating it with in the Eternal timeline.
Yeah, it's after.
No, because
they were all jokey and lighthearted.
And,
and I'm
also,
just like, he's not going,
By the looks of it, it ties into this Arkham Manor that they're doing, because that's why he's living in the 13th floor, which is the owl's nest. And then... the tie-in has a story about Arkham Manor. So I guess that's why he's not living there, because it should be Arkham Manor. Probably because of the events. I'm going to say it's probably because of the events of Batman Eternal. Something happened to Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already seeing stuff happening to it, but I think something bigger happened that's unlivable for
anybody. Perhaps it's the 7 levels of hell beneath Arkham Asylum.
Could be that, yeah.
The sub basement.
I don't know.
That's where wait till they get to the sub basement of Arkham Manor. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be good. There's a Dean McPenny here.
No, but it was a good book. It was unexpected, because I really didn't think they were going to go in that direction, because they said that this Joker thing is a 2-part story from Death of the Family. I didn't think they were going to go from that. I was thinking that Batman Eternal was starting to look like it, but I don't think I'm right on that anymore. But this could be nothing at all, too. This could be something, because as I said online, they're saying that they think it is, because they did mention the Scarecrow. Mm-hmm. And they were thinking maybe it was fear toxin and it's affecting
well,
it did,
well, the very end of it said he's bad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But this could all be in Bruce's head.
Well, that's true, too.
I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking, but that's kind of the theory online, but it doesn't make any difference.
And it's not terribly long. It's six parts.
Yeah.
So six issues.
Man. Cool covers. Did you see the next cover? It's really cool. It's Superman, and he's, like, standing there like this, but he's got this big grin on his face with blood on his fist.
No, I thought they were keeping all those on
the
wraps.
They keep releasing them as you go.
Oh, okay.
One at a time. And then it's going to be down now to $3.99. I guess too.
Oh, mm-hmm. They got it. They got changed.
Yeah, Scott Snyder. He fought it.
Yeah, Snyder and Capullo.
He dressed up in a bat cowl. He went in and told DC that they're like,
change the price.
Change it back.
Who will we swear?
They're like,
swear to me.
They're like, we just did. He's like, oh, okay.
Walk right into that every time.
I'll be in my office or whatever he's at.
His cave.
I'll be home. I'm going back to the cave.
You okay there, boss?
Just shaking my head.
No, it was fine. It was a good book.
And then, moving on with another Joker reveal, Future's End.
Ooh, wasn't that crazy?
Man, that was,
that was so cool.
That was really weird. That was not what I was expecting at all.
What's that character's name that does that in He-Man?
Many Faces.
Many Faces, yeah.
The Many Faces version
of Batman.
Of Batman, yeah.
But that's it, you know, Batman on one side and Joker on the other.
It's funny that he still has the ears, so when he turns around, Joker.
You saw the hair on the Batman.
Yeah, you see the hair
too.
On the Batman. So.
I want that to become an action figure, and then I want to buy
it. Awesome. Give it time.
Well, I want that, and then like this week, I want the Batman Dreadnought suit or whatever it's called.
Yes,
I want an action figure of that, and then big, you know, $50 big action figure with a little Batman that goes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like something that's about the size of the like
with the Titan Joker, the Dark Side,
awesome.
Yeah, I'd pay $90 for that, no problem.
Yeah, we need that.
I should see it being like $60.
Well, Dark Side was $90.
I was saying like the Swamp Thing, the Swamp Thing, which is big.
That's
like,
$50. Yeah, the same thing with the Lex Luthor. I think is $50 too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
one I can't wait to read. Batman and Robin.
Yeah, but Future's End keeps moving forward, and
yeah, it was a good issue. It's really picked up, I think.
Yeah,
and it's been really good so far. I don't know anything else really to say about it. I mean, it's just
no, because
yeah, I mean, it's
I guess Brainiac or was it Brainiac's doing stuff or who's doing stuff?
Brainiac's doing.
Brainiac.
I guess they're gonna send Batman through time.
Well, Brother Eye knows that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Brainiac wants to collect Frankenstein.
Yeah. Supposedly Frankenstein, I don't know if it was previews or what, but I guess he's turning more human.
Mm-hmm.
So he's losing the green metal.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. It's the
so he's getting actual like flesh tone to him and stuff like
from
that.
From the arm?
Yeah. Just because it's bringing him back. It's bringing him back to life. It's healing him.
Hmm.
Just was like, of course that was going to happen. It happens with you. Why wouldn't it happen to them? But oh well.
Well, yeah,
and Ray Palmer's a doctor, you know, so I guess he knows more than I do.
Ray Palmer.
He's just like, we're just calling it Star City. I was like, that's what it's been called for a long time. You were wrong.
I have a sword. We all have swords now.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. We all have swords. Who didn't have a sword?
Hawkman, I thought, didn't
Black
have a sword.
Black Adam didn't have a sword.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. Black Adam was cool. How he's I love how that's their.
But yeah,
their
no,
big
they
attack.
Said it's a Hawkman. Yeah, and Hawkman. Yeah, he muttered something under his breath.
I thought Black Adam couldn't say Shazam because if he said Shazam, he just evaporated into dust.
Yeah, he keeps.
He said
saying,
it like six times in a row.
Yeah, I thought that because remember the Shazam story? That's how he stopped him. Was he? But somehow he came back to life. Oh yeah, they took his ashes in that villain book, in the Villain Months book, and they brought him back somehow. They resurrected Black Adam. But he,
somehow,
he turned to dust.
Yeah.
Because he tricked him into saying Shazam.
I mean, he wasn't dead, but
Like, it's a little Pitalik?
Yeah, how do you trick somebody into saying Shazam?
I want to know how you tricked someone to say Mitzel-Pitalik backwards.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't
how you trick somebody how to say it forwards.
They didn't trick him into saying Shazam. They talked him into switching back into his normal human self, but didn't realize that he would suddenly
just
age.
Go into
yeah, something like that.
That's how they did it, yeah. It wasn't his name. It was
they talked about it. Getting back in touch with his humanity, and then...
Then they had to get the bat rehydrator, and he dropped a couple drops in there.
They were just like, I bet you can't do it. And he's like, I can't, so I'm Black Adam. And he just was like, Shazam, and then he was dead. That's how it happened.
Maybe, didn't maybe really he think this Black through. Adam.
it's a chimes. Song.
I know. I'm just pointing it out. Colin didn't turn the radio off.
That's okay.
He was not prepared.
He
ate.
Batman Eternal.
What that?
That.
I don't remember what happened. Was that the spoiler story?
It had a. This is where spoiler.
Was that when she revealed something to him and he's just like, oh yeah, it backfired on
him? It was more like, I know your moves because you're predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember too much about that.
No,
yeah, at this point, the two weekly books, it's all starting to like blend together issue to issue.
Yeah. I'm trying to even remember what the cover was on. No.
It's not the memorable cover like we had this week.
Yeah. Didn't Hush confront Bruce in it or something?
That was a couple issues back.
Oh. Yeah.
Bruce went to go see Alfred. They had the meeting in the Batcave, and they were just like, we're on it, or
that
whatever.
That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, this one had the little girl setting up Catwoman. And
that's what I was just reading.
Mr. Bone, or...
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It's hard to remember.
It wasn't a very memorable issue.
Yeah.
Not much happened.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't terribly exciting.
Yeah, that's. But I mean, the whole time
they can't all be. It's
no, they can't. Completely. I mean, you gotta get the story going. Yeah. Some issues you just have to.
Green Lantern Corps.
That was good.
Yeah.
It was pretty much one big battle, but it was.
Yeah, I mean, it continued the story. Yeah, the Godhead thing, the new gods, it's weird because sometimes they're a little more benevolent and other times they're just...
Well, even, like, the one that was in this book, and I can't remember his name, he looks like a dwarf / Viking.
I can't remember either.
Orc, whatever.
Yeah,
but
he's got the weird staff or whatever.
Flail's beard.
Yeah.
But even he, like, you know, was cool with Jon Stewart at first, discussing, you know.
Well, he's cool, but he's just like, he's just like, you know, this still has to be done. Like, you wouldn't understand, but, you know.
It's not personal.
He clearly looks down on.
Yeah.
On
they humans. All do. That's one of the things they've always done. Even I remember the cartoon show they used to, you know, when they first met him. They were really nice in the cartoon, but the one thing that was about them was they thought they were higher than everybody else. So they're still very, like, they're still kind of unlikable. Like, they're not good. Like, you still like the superhero better, but...
Yeah.
Their mission is great, but it still affects other people, but they're just like, well, you know, you gotta break a few eggs.
Yeah,
they're
all fucking
omelet.
That sounds like your problem.
Justify the means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was a good issue. Kind of a first encounter, I think, with them, right? Because they haven't really encountered them. Well, no, Green Hell kind of...
Yeah,
Hal did.
And they took Mogo's ring and
Now they're looking for the White Lantern. Because they're just like, this didn't work because we need the ring itself, not...
I don't need seven rings and then make one. That backfired on them a little bit.
That didn't work.
I like this book had that same art style where it had... Some of those panels were highlighted.
Yeah, they do that a lot. They did that in you mean that like that red and they use
white,
like
the high contrast.
Yeah, they've been doing that in Green Lantern Corps for a while.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, okay. And now they're using it like a lot of books. There was something else that I can't remember that they were doing that in, and I kept going back and I was like, is this the same artist? That it isn't, and I was just like, wow, they're just like sharing ideas or something because
it works. Especially like the panel where. He shot his hand off.
Yeah.
Like, it really worked.
I really like the lizard guy. I forget his name now.
I can't remember his name.
I remember when they cut off, like, his hands, and he had to use his tail with his ring.
Put the ring on his
but
tail,
but he keeps
switching
it, like, and then he grows it back. But I thought the one guy that he was with, I thought they killed him. I really did.
Yeah.
But, it was good. It was. I'm ready to read this next one, because that's the New Guardians one, so.
Yeah
where we see... Ties in with Kyle.
Well, and we know they're searching for him, so yeah. It kind of makes sense.
He's the bright white light in space.
Yeah. The lanterns still think he's dead.
Right.
So,
I'm going to skip the next one on my list first, because I know you're going to scream about it, but Suicide Squad.
Ah! Oh.
No.
You didn't like it, Alan. Alan's like, I hated that I didn't read.
movie, 2016.
No, it was a lot of, yeah.
You should just come in and be like, I didn't read that book because I didn't like it at all. Every time Pat brings one up. That's why I didn't read it.
Yeah. There was a lot of interaction, which was kind of long overdue, between Harley and Joker's daughter. So Harley basically beats the crap out of her.
Good.
And but then there's a joke at the end, you know, oh, I'm just trying to help her. I'm a psychiatrist. She, like, throws her into a car and then just starts pounding on her. Because the whole time, Joker's daughter is basically taunting her. Look, I can touch him and you can't. And, you know, you were... essentially, you were never good enough for him. You were never, you know, meant to be with him. He's really for me. Which was something that was kind of teased in the first issue. And I'm like, yeah, that's... I want to see this. Because those two should not be able to coexist.
I'm curious to see what they do about the face in Endgame. Because I read an interview with Snyder, and they asked him about the face. He's like, well, Joker's daughter has the face at the time frame that Endgame is occurring. So, they say he's going to have some sort of face, but...
What's, I mean, that has... It's been in a sore, so it's probably something you want to reattach
it's nasty
to an open wound face anyway.
It's gross. They're going to have to create him a new face.
It's probably all, like, scarred over or something now. It's probably not... I mean, I don't know how that works.
Why?
You get a face removed.
We'll ask Nicolas Cage. Nick, what happened?
John Travolta and Nicolas Cage, if you're listening, please call in.
I guess it's kind of like Two-Face, how they kind of, like, it doesn't really...
Yeah, I mean, it's
so, not... like, you know,
it's not like an open wound.
It's not open, but it's got, yeah, it's more like a scab, or yeah, it wouldn't even be a scar at that point. I guess it depends on, like, if he takes how many layers of skin.
Well,
if it's down the muscle, then I don't
know.
Well,
that's what I thought. It was down the muscle.
I don't think you can
survive
that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can come back from that.
So, yeah, I would imagine Joker, if they show him, is going to have it, like, a whole face that looks kind of like Two-Face. Two-Face's bad half.
Or maybe he cuts... I mean, if he cut his own face off...
It's just like, Two-Face, he'll be mad. It would just be like... that's my thing, you know?
Stole my gimmick.
He's like, I'm One-Face. Remember that at the beginning of the Batman... was that Batman, Colin? Or was that Dark Knight when he was just like, I am One-Face now?
No, it was Dark Knight, yeah.
And everybody was like, seriously, One-Face?
Do you think the villains in Gotham all trademarked their gimmicks?
They got them all trademarked. I'm the Riddler.
Draw a lot of
he
space,
is a
coin.
Joker. I do riddles. That's my shtick.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Mr. Freeze has to fight with Captain Cold.
He's from another area, so he's just like, okay, you get your cold territory. You can tell Killer Frost she stays over there.
You have your franchise. I have mine.
Yeah.
Chill out.
You just stay in these. Yeah, chill out. You stay in that area, we're good.
And then,
as long as riddles don't turn into jokes, all of a sudden the Joker's fine. You know,
anyone laughs. At
anybody gets funny, they start to get funny riddles. Then Joker's not gonna be happy.
And then finally, Adam Saver book, Amazing Spider-Man.
But
I know your favorite character made her triumphant return in this book, Miss Lyon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll get to that. My biggest complaint about this book is that
it was too short.
Well, it kind of was. This book, since like issue one, it can't get its footing. Like, it doesn't know, like, stick with something. Don't jump all over the place. And this whole Ms. Marvel, it was a Ms. Marvel tie-in.
Yeah.
Which is a character I'm not reading. And then I'm reading this book, and all of a sudden, a few pages, there's characters talking, Ms. Marvel and some friend of hers or something, they're talking. I'm like, why am I reading this? I don't know who they are.
They could have had Ms. Marvel in there, but this book read like a Ms. Marvel book that Spider-Man tied into.
Exactly, yeah, that's a good
way
of saying it.
Yeah.
It felt like I was reading a Ms. Marvel book and not a Spider-Man book, and I was just like,
yeah, like if
why did I buy this?
If it focused on him the whole time and she like suddenly appeared, But there were pages where it was just in like her universe and focusing her, and so it
and the whole thing about it that I keep going back to is why. Why did it exist? Why did we need a Ms. Marvel tie-in in between an event? And you're going to call this Edge of Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
This is the event that's about ready to happen, and then you do a crossover at the same time with a character that nobody really
asked for? Yeah, they're not really tied in. But that's Ms. Marvel sells well, correct?
But Spider-Man used to sell well, and now it's...
No, but it's not a situation where we're putting Ms. Marvel in there.
They already came out and said that Ms. Marvel's doing well beyond what they thought it was going to do.
Yeah.
Ms. Marvel's not going to be a book that's going to help Spider-Man sell.
Right.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man isn't necessary to help Ms. Marvel sell either. No. So unless it's...
Maybe it's trying to help Inhumans sell.
I can't see that. You can have a Spider-Man... You can have some character cross over into Ms. Marvel. Preferably Captain Marvel. That would make more sense than she'd be like, you're taking on my mantle, blah, 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 I'll help you out.
Wolverine crossed over to it.
Yeah, and that happened there. Ago, but, like, with Spider-Man, you have an event going on.
He's dead.
He's what?
Dead?
What?
The book came out today, Colin. Why do you spoil it for everyone?
As long as he didn't get Han Solo'd. Stole your joke.
I said that yesterday.
TM. Wait, I can't TM on Solo.
No.
George Lucas.
Well, no, it's still
Disney. George Lucas sued. Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know anymore. I've given up on keeping track of what's sold and who owns what anymore. But, yeah, the first part of that book, it was just like, what's the point? Then we got this, second part of the book. That ties in the Age of... It's very short.
Yeah.
And it was okay, but it tied into it. And my favorite part of that whole story... I liked it. Favorite part of the whole story, though, was that...
Earth 1985?
Yeah. They were Earths from animated series. So there was Spider-Man and his amazing friends, and he basically kills them. And Ms. Lion standing there, and she's like...
barking at him.
And that was it. So they're all dead, and she's just standing there in the middle of it. Then they go to another one of these characters. Well, one's at Earth of Cats. Like, everything's a cat.
Yeah.
And Ms. Lion didn't like that one?
No, Ms. Lion wasn't there. Yeah, and Spider-Man was a cat. Like, actually, a domesticated cat.
I knew Spider-Man was a cat, but I didn't know if, like, the whole...
I think it was the
population.
Yeah, I'm not sure, actually.
Because it looked like there were pretty tall buildings. I mean,
that's true.
Cats can climb.
But why does a cat need a skyscraper?
How would a cat build a skyscraper? That's the question.
Well,
for another podcast.
That's a really good question.
I don't know how they're going to build them, but cats need skyscrapers because that's how you can tell who's important in cat hierarchy.
That's your other question for today. Go ahead and email Colin your answer on how cats would make skyscrapers.
If you have the best answer for how a cat can build a skyscraper.
He's really wanting to know.
Colin will read it on air.
Yeah.
In his best cat voice.
Yeah. Very enthusiastic. And then they went to the Spider-Man Unlimited planet.
Okay.
And on that, it's basically, it's a, like, the bad guy in that series was, I don't know if you remember that series, it was awful.
I don't remember
that. But it was the High Evolutionary, and it was like this another dimension where he was at, where all these people are animals.
Okay.
And Spider-Man was there, and there was, like, Carnage and Venom, but they were, like, the Bebop and Rocksteady of that show. So they were just this really goofy duo. They were just really stupid, like, bumbling all over themselves. But it was funny because he was just, like, the guy who was feasting there, one of these, what are they calling this group of bad guys? I don't know.
They gave him a name.
I don't remember. But he's feasting Spider-Man. On him, and he's just eating, like, animal after animal. They just absorb their energy. And he's just like, well, you got to go. He's like, are you kidding? I'm not leaving. There's totems all over this planet. And
he's like, yeah, your dad said you can only have the spider ones.
Yeah, only spider ones. He's like, yeah, but all the animals are totems, so he's perfect on this planet, on this Earth. But
one more. No, two. Three.
But it's basically, what is it? It's Captain Britain.
Right.
It's like a Captain Britain Corps.
Yeah. Right, but that's it was the Captain Britain Corps, but he just happened to be the Spider-Man representative.
Representative,
on it.
Yeah, from another Earth. And it was, and then they finally saw him, and that's why he's been showing up in other books as well. So they tied that together, but the book itself was just useless. They could have done so much with this event. And doing stuff like that, I feel like derails the event.
And the event's almost over now, isn't it?
No,
this is Edge of Spider-Verse.
This is Edge of Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse starts in November, and there's like five books or six books November, December, and January.
There's a book.
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man.
There's been a checklist at the back, though.
Yeah, that's for Edge of Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that's Edge of Spider-Verse.
I'm so confused.
Colin has a card for Spider-Verse, and that's like probably 18 issues.
Yeah, everything on that list is Edge of Spider-Verse. Once that list is done, then it turns on the Spider-Verse.
Where's the Spider-Verse card, Colin?
What'd you do, Colin?
I don't know. It's there
somewhere. It's up there.
How do I know if you don't give it to me?
I'm sorry.
He can't get books.
It goes into January?
Yes. That's just...
Apparently you found the card?
Yeah, it was hidden under the Sixes cards.
And that is one book we haven't talked about yet.
So. That's because I didn't read Sixes.
No one's going to look under the Sixes cards or the tape.
Anybody want to read it?
Sixes? Oh, yeah.
Some people had to read it because they want to try to sell it.
Sixes.
Is anybody like that here?
Okay, well, I'm tapping out because that's all I read.
Anybody here that had to read it just because they needed to sell the book?
I might be dropping
We got a guy here. We got one. Okay.
I might be dropping these spider books. There's too many books that I'm not
going to read. No! Scarlet Spider?
Which isn't even a book.
The new one that came out today.
Spider-Verse team up.
Written by the guy, a guy from My Chemical Romance.
Okay,
yeah, the book was. I was reading about
that. Oh yeah, this might not work. Here, I was so naively thinking there was like three issues left.
No! It hasn't even started.
How dare you let me buy these books?
This is Spider-Verse. Yeah, the other card has Edge of Spider-Verse, and that has the list on it.
How is this going to go through this many books?
You know what? This seems, by the time this is over, this is what they always do.
It's going
to
be.
And you don't really have to read it, all of it. Really.
It's only seven more issues of Spider-Man, so just read the Spider-Man book.
A fraction of those will be the actual important
ones. We'll see what ties into it, but most likely it's going to be Spider-Man Spider-Verse. Yeah. That's all you have to read.
And Scarlet Spiders.
I already read Spider-Man 29.
And Spider-Man Team Up.
He's just selling.
See,
it.
He's gonna try
he's
to sell
to buy him.
Spider Woman.
Don't listen to him. Oh well. But you can. I mean, is that Scarlet Spider? Miles Morales?
It's every Spider-Man ever.
Scarlet Spider's
but it's
Ultimate
Spider-Man.
Speaking of Secret Wars, though, we were talking about and Miles Morales. He was on that. Yeah, so he's on the superior side. So.
How do you know it's the superior side?
Because everybody on Superior Iron Man's side is that, and then everybody on the other side is a classic character, like Captain America.
Okay. You paid way more attention to that ad than I did.
Mm-hmm. That's my job. Who's
that? That's your job?
Do you get paid?
Who's that? Yeah, I do.
Spider-Woman.
No.
Oh.
This one here.
Right. Superior?
Scarlet?
Miles?
Is that Superior?
Billy? Timmy?
Doc Boy? I don't know.
It might be Superior.
What color is the costume?
Okay,
it's red and blue.
Red and blue, like everybody's.
Superior doesn't wear red and blue. He's red and black.
Well, you can't tell because he's in
black,
shadow.
You can see it.
That's your card. You hang on to that so you can keep score of what you're getting.
Yeah.
It's the checklist in reading order.
Okay, Dave. Give Dave the mic.
Too much Dave slot.
Dave's got total control of the show now.
See ya.
It's the Dave Show.
That's a podcast.
Well, I read Sabrina and continuing the witch theme, I read Witches.
That was another person trapped in a tree.
What's
man. What's with tree people?
It's a new Image book Scott Snyder and Jock.
Yeah.
He's very good.
I love that scene where the woman's stuck in the tree and her son walks up.
First few pages is really creepy.
Tree people are in. Right now.
Well, the kids, I guess her son slams her with a rock.
Like, he just cold clocks her with a rock crossing.
Like, help me get out, Johnny. Help me get out.
Pledge is pledged.
That's kind of messed up.
Yeah. And then the story is family moves away from their old town, and it's the girl's first day at school. And somehow I didn't get why everybody knows that something happened to her in the past. And everybody seems to know that something's wrong with her. I don't know why that, but
even though it's a new school, apparently.
I mean, that a rumor,
I guess it
like
depends on how far
a rumor be. Like killing someone that could spread.
I think you turned a page just to doodle.
Well, we're almost at 2 hours here, so
But yeah, very, very creepy book. I mean, probably the most... the text page was good in the back that Scott Snyder wrote to describe where he got the idea for the book.
Yeah, and he showed the pictures of his family home in Pennsylvania and the forest that
he kind of based on. He used to go in the woods with his friend when he was a kid to search for witches. And they thought they saw one one day, and they were scared out of their mind. And then he went back, you know, I don't know when, last year, and he thought he saw something again. So he said the creepiest thing was that this primal force, you know, was there waiting for him all this time. He wants to put that feeling into the book.
And this is an ongoing, it's not a... miniseries,
right,
or anything
through what, Vertigo or
no Image?
Is it Image? Yeah, it was really good. It was really, really good. The art's great. Jock's art is phenomenal in there.
Yeah,
yeah. They
still trying to figure out what was going on with Black that deer. Mare. I was very confused by the deer.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Did it? I couldn't tell. Did it just drop me or did it bite its head
I don't
off?
Know. Yeah, I don't know.
It was very creepy visuals.
And then what's going on with Mom? What happened to Mom? She's in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll soon find out.
Hopefully.
Or not.
Does it make you want to pick up number two?
Yes.
Yeah, I would definitely pick up number two.
How about number one?
Does it add it to my pool.
Because I'm not at two yet. So.
I have about 75 spots to fill after
no,
I drop...
No. You're getting all those. Books. I'll add all those to your pool. Okay, what else?
Copperhead number two I read.
Okay.
It was...
it's in my pile.
It was good. It was very good. I think I... Very fast moving. I thought it flowed really well. Sheriff Brunson is investigating this murder of these aliens on this planet. Planet she's on.
She's the new sheriff.
She's the new sheriff. And we meet the drunk doctor...
You can never have enough drunk doctors.
In this issue.
And, why they practice medicine.
And this crazy guy that her son wandered away into a bad part of town. And this crazy, crazy guy saves her and his friend. So I thought it was good. It's and you have the mystery. It's space western, plus you have the mystery. So I'm coining the phrase space noir.
Ooh.
Trademark.
He's two trademarks today.
I couldn't use more than that.
Yeah, he can't use his.
Han Solo.
Marvel's claim will never hold up in court.
That's right.
That's right.
They'll never show up to us to say anything.
They're too busy.
Yeah.
And Astro City number 16 told the story of... I guess this took place not in Astro City, but in a suburb of Astro City. A hero is Starbright... And new villain Simon Says, and very interesting book. They Starbright makes a deal with Simon Says that I think it's kind of a takeoff on the Superman Lex Luthor dynamic in some ways, but they make a deal that Simon Says will help Starbright fight crime for one day and use all his Simon Says's intellect help. Starbright fight crime in exchange for pretty much Starbright getting all these kids together to have a birthday party for Simon Says. And then you find out that Simon Says is either gay or transsexual, and that's why he turned into a villain because of all the bullying that he endured when he was a kid. And at the end, he ends up taking the mantle of Starbright and moved to Astro City. So it's a very, very well done book and very interesting. And that's it. That's all I wanted to mention.
The only other one I want to mention, did any of you guys read Batgirl last week?
I didn't get a shot. I flipped through it and... I just wasn't...
It didn't look like my cup of tea.
That's what I said, exactly.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I still picked it up and read it, and it wasn't bad, but it definitely... It's a drastic shift from how it was.
Who's it directed towards?
I mean, it still has, like...
Which book?
Batgirl.
Okay.
Like, it... I don't want to say it's a young audience awesome. Now. It's definitely, like, I could see a teen audience, you know...
Yeah.
Latching onto it.
My problem with the book is, where's that teen audience coming from?
Yeah.
And how many of the people that were reading it are dropping it now, because it's not the Batgirl book that they've been reading.
Yeah.
And are they going to... Well, you hope for a net gain, but right now
it was
a
really big dynamic
game.
Change.
Yeah, and I'll say this. By the time I got done with the issue, the art, like the new art style grew on me. When I first opened up, I wasn't too sure about it. There were a few things that stood out where I was like, "Yeah, this is a very different, you know, character shift or a big character shift."
Why not introduce a new character, a new Batgirl, make Barbara Oracle again, or something like that? I think it could have been handled a little better.
Well, I think
it's just such a dramatic.
Barbara fell down the steps,
but she's going from like 25-year-old Barbara to 15-year-old Barbara.
Which she seems like she actually, because of what they did, I feel like she looks like she's a teenager.
Yeah,
I know somebody was asking. I think it was Donnie. He was in here asking about it, and he said he's like, "What's?" I'm pretty sure it was him. They said that it's not even the same. It's not even Barbara anymore, is it? I said, "Yeah, it's Barbara," and everybody thought it was a new teenage character. So, I mean, it seems like that's what people were looking for.
Well, that's the thing, I guess. And, I mean, I could see where people are coming from. Batgirl, up to this point, has been a pretty, like, dark book.
Yeah.
I mean, it has just been, you know, dark stuff happening to her right after.
I don't even think, for me, it's that the darkness changed of it. I think it's just that it feels like this is no longer directed towards me.
But I mean,
like, and
I could see wanting to take that the book and trying to lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But they, I think, went a bit too far.
Yeah.
With it, because at no point from reading the previous, you know, reading Gail Simone's Batgirl, would you think that she's like a 21-year-old, girl who's, you know, doing typical college things.
Yeah.
And suddenly this book showcases that and highlights it, and it's a very big.
Well, how can she be doing college things when she's being Batgirl? I mean, that...
Well, she wasn't in school or anything. He's just saying around that age. Like
no,
that
she is in school.
Yeah.
Was she in school?
Yeah.
And Gail Simone?
She's in... Oh, well, unless she just started school in this
I don't
one.
Remember her doing anything in school. Yeah, it must be new.
Yeah.
That's weird, too, because when I started looking through that book, it said that she was moving out of her apartment. They were creating, like, this whole life all of a sudden in that apartment.
Yeah.
Or with this character with her and stuff, and it was just gone. Like, here's the thing. Going back to what Colin was saying about the, you know, people jumping off saying, well, this isn't really my, you know, thing anymore. It's, you took the character that people were reading, you're taking a huge risk by trying to create something, but by doing that, you're going to lose the people that you had, because they're going to look at it and say, this is no longer for me, this isn't what I was reading. They're going to jump off, and you're just hoping that this new teenage crowd that you don't have yet is going to jump on to this book. So they're gambling. They really are gambling. And they're going to, I think that's, and back to what he was saying too, going and taking a character and turning it into that. Let's say, and I think you used the example before of spoiler, maybe making a spoiler book or something like that. If you go and do that, then you're not losing the people. You're just going to be gaining, hopefully, what you're going to have. But you already had an audience that you're losing. The gamble on getting a teenage audience.
I think their goal was to try and meet somewhere in the middle where it still would be... Work. Yeah, it would still be mature enough for the current audience to want to read it, but be light enough to where you get some of those teens, and I think they just went a bit too far.
I don't look at the Batman family of books as being a lighthearted book to begin with.
But at the same time, how many dark brooding Batman family books do you need?
I do get that, but I mean that's not
even
the...
Robin. I don't know was ever a brooding.
But no. It's
but he doesn't have his book. Well, he's
not anymore.
Damian.
But yeah,
he doesn't have his life.
Damian was kind of a brooding character.
Yeah.
So I guess Robin was.
Yeah, it kind of depends on which Robin.
Yeah, if it was Tim, then it would be different. If Red Robin had his own book, then.
I mean, even Gail Simone came out and said several times that where she wanted to, you know, make some things a bit more lighthearted, but.
There
was kind of mandated to make it, you know, more serious and dark.
Yeah,
and,
but as I said, I don't think it was really the darkness for me. It's just, as you were just saying a little bit ago, they took it a little too far.
Yeah.
They took it down to it almost. It's on the verge of becoming like a manga. Like,
yeah.
I think that's going to, people that were reading it, you changed that big
the people that were reading it before that you had on it, and you change it and turn it into almost a cartoon,
mm-hmm.
are going to look at it and say, yeah, this
not
isn't
for
my,
me.
As,
yeah.
as he was, as just Pat was just saying, it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah. I mean, some things they're doing right, though. Like, this book seems to play up her, like, detective
skills a little
bit. Not to
say that they're not doing it right. Not to say that this book isn't a good thing. It could do fine, but I don't think, I don't know where they think these people are going to come from, that these kids are ever going to be coming through Colin's door, and they're just going to be like, where's Batgirl, you know, because where are they hearing about it, you know?
Yeah.
What makes
On Twitter, fun? Of course.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, it could do better outside, like, Colin was just saying about Ms. Marvel. Like, Ms. Marvel, how's that selling for you?
Okay. My problem with that is a lot of the girls that were getting it,
yeah.
especially over the summer and stuff, they went to school. So my numbers are dropping, which I really don't see a whole lot of. Most of it, that kind of thing, is like in a college town where all of a sudden when there's breaks, they get big hits. I don't get that so much, but like it was maybe a lot of, you know, girls home from the summer or, high schoolers and now are going away, so I'm definitely seeing an effect on that, because that's the target audience.
Yeah.
Really.
Who does... But that's the thing I can say about Ms. Marvel, though, that I like, is that... Because I have no problem with the book. I just didn't like it when it tied in with my Spider-Man book.
Yeah.
Keep your Ms. Marvel out of my Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man. who does it affect, though? Like, that book existing, who's it gonna affect that they're just gonna be like... nobody was reading it. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new idea. It's a brand new character.
No.
Kinda. It doesn't hurt anything. But by this, you're gonna start losing your audience that you had in order to gain a new audience? Why?
Well, and how does that impact other Batman books? Because Barbara, you know, like Batman Eternal. She's in Batman Eternal. Is she gonna show up in a new costume and, you know,
I just
hashtag
don't see
I'm
it.
Back girl.
I just
yeah,
don't
that's,
I
that's,
see it hurt. I do. I really kind of I'm prophesizing this, but I see it.
Yeah,
not doing
I mean,
as well as they think. And I don't think, really, I don't think it's going to do well here. I don't know.
You're probably right.
But I don't, I have a feeling like it could do better out in other places that I don't know about, because it all depends on who comes in the store.
I'll probably give it a couple issues to see if it finds its footing or if it kind of finds a balance between what it was and what they,
you know. Because I don't see too many teenage girls coming in here looking for
books. There are, but,
I mean, you get them, but I don't see, like, I'm rushing through the door looking for books.
I would even say, like, teenage girls. Like, I could see, you know, like a teenage boy also reading it and enjoying it. Because it doesn't necessarily, like, you know, focus on, you know,
her being. It's not a girl power book.
Yeah, but they're mentioning.
I think the art style seems more, I guess it could still, I mean, it doesn't fit my generation
at
all.
They're mentioning a lot of.
I'm sure it doesn't fit that generation.
They're mentioning a lot of younger things. Like, they're mentioning, you know, an app in there that would be the equivalent of Tinder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, things that, like, people in their, you know, early 20s or teens would. Hopefully not teens, but early 20s would be familiar with.
Yeah. There's cell phones on every page.
Yeah.
Every page had a cell phone on it. Or something dealing with cell phones. I pointed that out to Colin. I was like, there's cell phones all over this thing.
Well, yeah, because the whole story, like, focuses around...
It's either that she was typing, and she was, like, typing on her, you saw the chat message screen, or somebody was holding one.
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, communication via text messages back and forth. And then... The whole, like, mystery involved, like, tied into this app and social network.
I don't
Getting
know.
Shot by the Joker, LOL.
LOL. Paralyzed. Not.
Hashtag paralyzed.
Yeah, hashtag paralyzed, that's right. Oh, that's...
How would you type it?
With your nose.
Well,
it's
she's
like...
paralyzed from the waist down.
She's so. Batgirl, she'll find a way.
She'll figure it out. I'm happy we talked about that, because that was one we left out.
Mm-hmm.
Pat didn't have it
we
on
We left
list.
Out the
I didn't,
biggest
geez,
book
Pat.
That we still haven't talked
didn't
about.
Didn't read it.
But I guess I'm the only one that read it.
Sixes,
number one.
Maybe you're the only one that thinks it was the biggest book.
Who cares?
Marvel cares.
Marvel said it was going to sell 200% of
Marvel's
of
not even talking
sin.
About it now. Marvel forgot about it.
And that's a podcast.
No, but it very much is spinning out of Uncanny Avengers, which sadly is not one of the top books. So I don't really know who the target audience for this is. The story was fine. You know, your typical, you know, bad guy coming to power, and now all of a sudden he has... it ends... it's the Red Skull is sending out hate thought using the Professor X's telepathy. So the entire world now is full of hate. He's in Genosha. That's
not too far off.
Like Fear Itself. Yeah. He's in Genosha. Well, it also feels very Fear Itself-y.
Yeah, because he was putting fear out.
But so he's in Genosha where there's been concentration camps. And it was a little weird because all of a sudden Scott and Quentin Quire and somebody else are there tied up. And Havoc shows up and releases them. You never see Quentin Quire or the other guy again. Maybe the other guy was the Apocalypse Kid.
I forget his name.
And just all this stuff is happening, and Red Onslaught is like, "Oh, you Summers, I love to see you." The banter in it is weird because he's saying something about the Summers brothers, and the X-Men show up, and they start talking about, "Oh, well, you should have seen their family hour, and so and so does a mean tap dance." And it was really weird. But the weirdest part was that it was Storm and Colossus making these quips.
They are the comedians in the X-Men.
Like, and then after a while, Red Skull is like, "I'm done. Now I'm going."
No,
home.
It was just really weird. It even opened up with
Storm
all this.
Storm doesn't make jokes.
No, and neither does Colossus.
What are you guys doing? Practicing?
He's putting
your
a finishing blow on it, finishing the joke. You know, as he's smashing down on somebody. It was just it all just felt really.
Wait, because you asked me about it. Who would I think would be the X-Men making it? I said Iceman.
Yeah,
no, it's not Iceman.
No. And Storm and Claw, and then it opened up with all this banter, and it has Black Widow talking about how something is going to affect the Real Housewives, and the banter was just
they were
off.
Talking about television?
What yeah, it was just really off.
Just like, by the way, did you DVR this?
Yeah, it was just weird. So it wasn't bad, but... You know, and of course, and I don't quite understand the Cthulhu onslaught they have with these huge tentacles coming off his back. It was just...
Then you were commenting when that first came out about Axis all over the book.
Well, the top and bottom says Axis, and it definitely even makes it look more like Sixes. For the first half of the book, and then on the last page.
Well, it does, because it's all connecting.
Yeah, because like, oh, it's S, the, yeah. The A and the S. But it definitely looks like Sixes. So I haven't read number two yet. I started it, but
you sound like you're a fan of this book.
It's fine. It's an event book, but just there's a lot of, you know, Bendis can do banter. Peter David can do banter. Remender can't do banter, or at least in this
he can though.
But in this particular
books,
one,
he does,
it didn't.
It works.
Yeah, this didn't work. So we'll see. I mean. But as we've talked about, Marvel's already promoting their summer event. So there are, and this is going to end, this is, what, October, November, December. So I don't know what's going on in January, but apparently, you know, they're already throwing images of summer 2015. It's like, guys.
Is that the X-Men versus Avengers snowball fight?
Yeah. But this is just, I just get frustrated when they get so far ahead of themselves, which they're at now. Like, I was just looking, I just got promo images of Amazing Spider-Man 9. I'm like, we just got 7. Slow down.
Well, that's
part of
Spider-Verse.
Well, this is ending in 14.
They're in a hurry to do stuff.
Yeah,
like,
that's the beginning of Spider-Verse.
But I'm just looking. We're 2 hours. So what's coming out next week?
Books.
Not the week after.
We got 13 Coins. Now, it's a Simon Bisley from Titan Publishing. Just looks interesting. Simon Bisley is a very distinctive art. He did a lot of Lobo and things, Lobo covers and stuff. Amazing Spider-Man number 8. Oh, maybe that's why they're talking about 9 already.
9 and the Ms. Marvel again.
8's right around the corner. Yeah. And it's what is it? Edge of Spider-Verse tie-in. We got Arkham. EOSF. Arkham Manor number 1 comes next week. Sixus number 3 is next week. And Sixus Hobgoblin.
The Hobgoblin is Sixes?
He has his own 3-part mini. We got Catwoman, which I'm pretty sure is with the new team, the new creative team. It's a new female writer. And it's got Jerry Brown is doing
Jerry
the art.
Jerry Duggan is Deadpool.
Yeah, Jerry Brown is doing the art. And the only thing that concerns me is he did the art on Iron Patriot, which was very, very loose. Yeah, that's the only way I can really describe it. No, I mean, it just minimal and just like... You know, somebody's face was like, you know, a circle, two eyes, and a mouth. You know, just very minimal, scratchy. Just
stick fingers.
Yeah, I mean, it just, when I think of Catwoman, I want to see Yannick Paquette drawing Catwoman.
I want to see him drawing anything.
Yeah, or him, or,
isn't Jamie going to be doing the covers?
Yeah, so it's going to be really dramatic differences. So, we'll see how that one goes. Colder, Bad Seed. Colder was a really neat miniseries.
Week.
Yeah,
nice.
That was a cool miniseries.
Cross special.
Is this one mini or is this an ongoing?
I don't know, because normally it would say
of whatever, of yeah.
like four of eight. This so this one I don't. It might. It might not.
Fingers
be.
Crossed.
Oh, we got the Constantine and Zatanna action figures. Whoa. I know Kyle's excited about that, and we got Deadpool that's tying in with Sixes, and the Deathstroke number one is shipping. I'm pointing for you. You can't see what I've highlighted.
I was going to say, you're pointing for the people out there?
I'm pointing for Josh, because he's reading over my shoulder. A new Dungeons & Dragons book, and that's by
Tony Daniel
Jim Zub.
Book.
Edward Scissorhands, number one.
Jim Zub?
Jim Zub.
I was going to say, you're just mumbling by now. I know it's late, but...
Edward Scissorhands,
Paul's
number
having
one.
Having a seizure.
Father's Day, which is a Dark Horse book written by the owner of Dark Horse, so that one can be interesting. Goners is a new Image book. Gotham City Sirens. The only reason I highlighted this is that has been greatly sought after. People wanted those trades, those issues, and it's been out of print for a long time. So they're condensing them, I think, just to two trades now. So that's good. We got Mimetic number one, which from what I've heard from people who've read previews is like a really super creepy horror book, and that's from Boom. We got the next part of Multiversity, The Just. Oddly Normal number two. I really like number one, so you might want to look at it. I'll probably put it number one on sale until this one comes out.
Like
so if
new,
you want to give it a shot.
You were saying Boom. I like your new Boom poster.
Yeah, well, that's...
Did they just send that to you?
Yeah, they did. Predator, Fire and Stone, the next part of that seems to be the big thing they're doing. All these Fire and Stone books tying in with Aliens and Predator. Red Lanterns is the next Godhead book. Superman 35, the next part of the Jeff Johns, John Romita. That's been good. Turtles Ghostbusters, little four-part series.
Not Turtle Ghostbusters.
No, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Ghostbusters.
The turtles wearing proton packs.
The next Walking Dead, really good, because after the last issue, there's a little more excitement to that
one. Are they just doing two issues because it's October?
Yeah, well, because it's a five-week month, so I think that's why we're getting a second one. And it might be because of Halloween, too.
Halloween.
And then we also got the next issue of Wicked and Divine, which has been really good. So, that's next week.
Well,
what's happening Saturday?
Saturday, we are having... Saturday's our big basement sale.
I know, I get it.
Oh, man, I'm so tired, I can't see straight right now. It's 10 o'clock. 10 after 10.
What's your name again?
Yeah, I don't know. It's mud when I get home. But we're having the basement sale, and basically what it is, I have a lot of... Oh, it's my overstock back issues are down in the basement. So what I did before, and that was a little over a year ago, was just basically open the basement up, and then everything's a dollar a piece. Fill a short box for $100, which you normally get about 150 books in there. So
if you buy everything, that's great, too.
Yeah, if everything's gone, I'll be happy.
You'll have a lot more room.
I will have a lot more room. So if you want to dig through... Everything's alphabetized, so it's, I don't want to say random. It used to be everything was in alphanumerical order. But
it was.
It was, but I don't think it is anymore. But hopefully everything is at least alphabetical for you down there.
It's pretty cool.
But, so come on, dig around down there. You'll find some. No, there's got to be gems. There's got to be a lot of good stuff because it's just doubles. It's just a case of I don't have room for two of everything up here or three or four or in the case of Spawn number one, 200. So... Come on out, dig through, and find some stuff. So, Adam?
That's a podcast.
We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Faster than a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit.
stupid. Superhuman on the tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616.
My movie court shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio with Cerebro, mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets, demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drift's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616.
Drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will battle these limited children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save your kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 6-1.